Pedro offers you his protection.
Broadcasting live from New Jersey. Strap in, kids, because you're now listening to the DJ New Style Show.
Are you guys having a killer time?
Yes! Yes!
Sweet!
Touch! 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 Yes!
Yeah! Welcome to the DJ New Style Show! Welcome, welcome, welcome! At long last, the technical difficulties have subsided. We are on the air broadcasting for the very first time on RadioBBQ.net. That's right, RadioBBQ.net. Yeah, we've got a lot to get to tonight. Be sure to tip your bartenders, tip your waitresses. Yeah! Yeah, man! That's right. The DJ New Style Show, we got a lot of new listeners in the room here. If you're not in the chat room, you kind of need to be, because it's an interactive radio show. It's not your typical, but good, show where you play music and you know, maybe you intro the songs. But no, we're kind of like the bastard child of internet radio. What we do here is we like to make fun of nearly everything. We try and entertain you, but we usually come up short. And that's okay. It's all right. It's all right. We get better. I promise, baby. I swear. I swear. I'm going to do better next time. That's right. Yeah, the DJ New Style Show. That's me. We got a lot of regulars in the chat room, too, despite the old technical problems that we had. We have Craig Coleman from the Craig Coleman Show. I want to give special thanks out to Craig Coleman and Grillmaster Dan. D.H. Dan, a.k.a. Hairless Dan, that's DeLorean Dan, he's 13 years old, hence the name Hairless for some reason. I don't know how he got that name, folks. I don't know. We got Brother Joe's Roadie, the bartender. He will be your bartender for the evening. Be sure to tip him well, everybody. Ladies and gentlemen, we got some records. We're going to play them for you. Yeah! Little Jimmy Rhodes, Little Adam Laser. We've got Bethy Nova and Yankees Chick, Silence Pick, Doug Debug, Team Vivace. Oh my god, we have tons of people in here. We're well over 20. Well over 20 people in the chat room until everything just shit the bed. Okay? Everything just absolutely exploded. And we were hearing, like, I guess the Yellow Rose of Texas. I don't know. Tie a yellow ribbon around the old oak tree. Maybe some Charlie Daniels. But now we're back. That's right. We got a lot of topics we want to cover today. A lot of topics. Hopefully we'll get some people on the line. Some regulars, maybe Silent Spick. Maybe if little Jimmy Rhodes can put down the cell phone and some work, we'll get him on the line. And maybe we'll get Steve. Crazy, crazy Steve. That is right. Why am I hearing commercials? Mark Frege checking in with in the chat room. Why am I hearing commercials? Well, Mark, you're hearing commercials because there's only one commercial to be heard, and that is VizHost.com. Be sure to go to VizHost.com for all your web hosting needs. That's right. Why be a normal web host when you can just provide cruel and unusual internet pornography? That's right. Email Mark Frege at Dialsoft on AOL Instant Messenger. Leave him a message, and he will host your website and punish you with a spiked bat and various other sexual implements. That's right. That is right. Silence Pick checking in with, give him a chance, team. Give him a chance. Team's been listening to the show for a long time. He actually has had a lot of DJ experience. He was on a radio station known as The Quiet Storm. The Quiet Storm. You're now listening to Team Vivace on The Quiet Storm. All right. Yeah. All right, we're going to see what we've got to do tonight. We've got a new bit that we want to introduce. We're going to do this throughout the show, probably like on about every 15 minutes or so. We're going to play a new phrase of the show, but it's a different, you know, it's not like the Q of the D, the quote of the day, everybody. CBS 101. No, it's not like that at all. It's phrases in Harlem that will get you stabbed. That's right. Every 15 minutes we'll be playing a new phrase in Harlem, if said, will get you stabbed. That's right. But no, this is not Harlem. This is the safe and comfy confines of the DJ New Style Show, so it doesn't look like we'll have any shiny blades plunged into us at any given time. So why don't we open up with the very first of the phrases in Harlem that will probably and most likely get you stabbed. So here we go. Oh, hey, I was wondering if you could help me change my... Ah!
Hell no, motherfucker.
Now, in case you missed that little 11-second clip, listen carefully. Here it goes. Oh, hey, I was wondering if you could help me change my... Ah!
Hell no, motherfucker.
Alright, yeah. So that's what happens in Harlem when you apparently ask somebody to do anything. You go up to Harlem, you know, you see a nice person there. He looks like he's ready to help you find something or install something or repair something. And, you know, what happens next? You can't even get the question out, the request, not even the gratitude or the smile or the extension of the hand for the handshake. Yeah. You can't even have the option of giving him the dead fish handshake. No, you get a knife right in your chest and your gut, and you're going to get slashed up and cut. Harlem, it's the place to be. There's a renaissance going on in Harlem. That's right. The Harlem Renaissance. Yeah, the Harlem Renaissance. Okay, so maybe it does sound like more of a slash. Brother Joe, you nitpicker. Brother Joe, you're a nitpicker, boy, I tell you what. Brother Joe in the chat room, he criticizing the name of the new bit because it actually does sound like a slash. So maybe this is phrases in Harlem that'll get you slashed. And it doesn't have to be a knife this time, no. They could get a box cutter. They could sharpen up a rock. They could fashion a shiv out of a plastic knife they stole from the Wendy's. Or perhaps the new Starbucks. They opened up a Starbucks in Harlem. In Harlem. They opened up a new Starbucks. That's right. Ah, there he is, checking in. He's always one step ahead. He just checked in with Brother Joe, said, they have Starbucks. 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 Maybe it's like,
yeah. Yeah, let me get a large...
Do you mean venti?
Yeah, I want a venti macchiato.
Do you mean a caramel macchiato?
Yeah. A venti caramel macchiato.
I believe it's pronounced... Oh! Yeah. Yeah. Oh, Silent Spick, letting everybody know how a spick would cut somebody. And he is one, so he can say that. A spick would cut someone with a credit card. That's, that obviously wouldn't be their own credit card. They'd have to have lifted it from somewhere, right? Right? And, you know, I'm a big Opie and Anthony fan, so whenever I say something awful, we have to ring the inappropriate bell, because it just carries over. Saying a spick would cut someone with a credit card and have it not be theirs, that's inappropriate. We ring the bell. We ring the bell now. Nope, too big, too big. This one, that one, right there. Okay. Yeah. So we'll be playing those throughout the show. Got to give a lot of thanks out to Radio Barbecue. A lot of you are listening now. We got a whole new contingency, folks. Yeah, we got a lot of people in here. A lot of original listeners. And we're going to have a good time. We'll have fun. We're going to have some fun. Let's see if you want to call the show. Here's how to do it. There's a little sweeper I put together so that you can call the show. Yeah, you should listen to my voice in this one. It's, you know, I try and put on that fake radio voice, you know, like, hey, everybody, I'm DJ New Style. Welcome to the DJ New Style Show. You're checking in for the first time on AOL's web. Yeah. Anyway, here's how you can get in touch with the show. All you need is Skype. That's right. That's all you need.
The DJ New Style Show is now more interactive.
Yeah.
That's right. You can call the show. Get Skype. Go to Skype.com.
Skype.
www.skype.com.
Skype.
All you need is a microphone and you can call on in. Just make sure your mic isn't 50 years old. If your mic played a key role in the transmission of the first phone call, get a new one. We need people with mics that don't sound like a man with vocal cord nodules and a 40-year smoking habit. Got it? Good. Skype.com.
Got it? Good. Skype.com.
God, how awful is that? Yeah, but get on Skype. It's just like an instant messenger, except you speak on it, and it's free.
It's free. You don't have to drop dime one.
Another one of the phrases and additions to sentences that should have ended a few words earlier. When you say a noun and then you say one, like, hey man, I don't have to spend dime one, okay? This should be free.
Yeah.
Yeah, see? Oh man. Yeah, get on Skype and you can send a call on out to DJ New Style. You know, if you have something to say, that's great. You know, it'd be good if you let me know. We've got... Oh, I'm amazed at how many people are in here. I know I keep saying it, but I'm amazed. All right, so let's check out some stuff here. Let's see what's going on in the news. What's going on in the world today, folks? There's a whole lot of stuff going on. I mean, the new pope, he's been in office, I guess. You know, papacy? I don't know. He's been in... He's been in business. He's been in business for at least a over a month now. He's a pope for a month. He's moving up and he's slowly taking the reins. But I gotta tell you, I don't want to come off sacrilegious here, but I really do not feel like that guy is the pope. I really do not just see that guy and picture him as the pope. Joseph Ratzinger, Benedict the 16th, you know, the new pope. I'll just call him new pope. That's what the kids are all calling him in school. New Pope is, he's getting kind of, you know, he's got a look to him. He's got a real, like, he rarely smiles, but actually he's always smiling, but his smile is never, like, a kind one. It kind of, it looks like he's wishing you ill will, and you know he's not, because he's the Pope, but he just has, like, a sinister demeanor to him. Now, like, John Paul II, or JP the 2, as the kids are calling him nowadays, he's got a look that's very... He had a look, I guess, that was very friendly. Very friendly indeed. And I'm going to put a picture of JP the 2. I'm typing as I speak. You can tell when I slow down. JP the 2. In this picture, he kind of looks like Johnny Carson in that picture. In his younger years, the Pope looked a little bit like Johnny Carson. If you're not in the chat room, go to djnewstyle.com, click on chat room. You have to have AOL Instant Messenger installed, but you'll be in here with the other 23 derelicts. And I posted a link, a picture of John Paul II, where he kind of looks like Johnny Carson, JC the 2. No. And then we have a new pope. New pope just kind of, he's a little bit sinister looking. I don't know what to tell you. I mean, maybe subconsciously we were all made more. What? I stink. That's right. My vocabulary skills, awful. Yeah, we were probably, you know, made or subconsciously more drawn to old Pope JP the 2, because he kind of resembled Johnny Carson, and he had a big, like, you know, smile, and he was all pleasant, and you know, he kind of had that one arm raising up thing with his little cross. You know, he looked like he was really taking charge, you know. And new pope kind of just like kind of looks like he's sneering all the time. I don't know what to think about new pope, but it's his 1 month and like a few days anniversary of being pope, and I think we want to get Crazy Steve on the phone to talk about the pope's progress report. The Pope Progress Report, the first month. Let me see if I can get him on Skype.
Why don't you go get on Skype? That's right.
Let's see here. Where is Steve? Steve's not even on Skype, so this is going to flow very well. Steve, if you can get on Skype, then that would be excellent. Yeah, we're going to get him on here. He's a little crazy. He's got his own theories about stuff. He's way out there. I think he's adopted the Mayan calendar you know, if you've heard if you've heard some of the shows. Oh, man, Mark Frege is desperate for plugs. He is asking Steve to plug a text game called Major Mud. God damn it, Steve! You're ruining the show! I mean, hey, Steve, come on, man. Get with the program, man. Hey, yeah. We're calling Steve up right now. Steve-o! Yeah. That's good. We always like to hear busy signals when we're trying to call a listener. We're calling listeners. That's because we're not big enough to have people call us. Isn't that a great idea? Yeah. Well, I guess we'll have to get to Steve and his papal progress support, the first man. Okay. But later on the show, we're going to get Silent Spick on the line, and he's going to tell us how you can what steps you can take to become a complete failure. Probably like drinking every night. And we're going to also discuss bad moves that you can make when you're trying to pick up chicks. We're going to really analyze the things, the stupid things that guys do. And coming up on the line is Steve right now, actually, is going to discuss his Pope Progress Report. Hi, you're on the DJ New Style Show. What's going on? Who's this?
Major Mud is a great text-based game that you can all play with your friends.
What? Are you plugging something already, Steve?
What? No, I don't know. That was some feedback left in my microphone.
So, Steve, what's going on, man? Sorry to take you away from your busy schedule of killing animated Asians on a dragon and a fucking horseback adventure game.
No, I ride around on a giant lizard, not a horse.
Oh, gee, because that's a whole lot cooler, you know?
It is.
You walk into a bar, you know, someone comes in on your conversation. Oh, hey, Steve, haven't seen you in years. Oh, I was walking on a lizard. Hey, how you doing, man?
Hey. Hey.
Hey. Hey.
Hey.
Well, you're talking about this?
Hey. Hey.
Huh?
Hey.
You can't hear that, can you?
I can't hear anything right now.
That's because you're a prick, Steve.
Okay.
You're a fucking prick, and no one likes you.
So?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. I can't hear anything else, though.
Oh, yeah? How about this?
Hey.
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 Yeah. You know who that's? What show that's from, right?
Hey.
We got a new. Oh, my God.
Hey, that's the C-Rock Radio show. Go to crockradio.com. Dude, he puts a ton of effort into his show.
Yes.
Unlike me. I don't know what that's like, let me tell you.
Yeah, the effort factor is definitely there, as opposed to right now, with me. I'm an effortless guest, so
Steve, you're effortless. That's right.
Thinking about JP, huh? JP yeah. Two and
his, no. Steve, you're not getting the Hep reference, as the kids are referring to him. It's JP the Two.
The Two.
The Two. JP the
are you
Two.
Serious? Is this like an Urban Dictionary type of thing that people are actually doing this?
Steve, it's all over the globe, man. Little kids in mud huts somewhere in Central Africa are calling him JP the Two, and they're also slacking their jeans and wearing their shirts backwards,
even like
crisscross.
Bedouins and yurts calling him JP the Two.
Yes, yes. Even Shiites, even Muslims.
Shiites and Muslims.
That's right. They have adopted the JP the Two nickname. That's right.
Well, we got Benedict the 957th.
Yeah, Benedict the 16th. Why are they just bringing up names, you know? Shouldn't we just retire a name like we retire, you know? Like in Shea Stadium, we have number 41 on the wall, you know, Tom Seaver. We retire him. He's a really, like, you know, a good fella.
Why don't they do something for, like, you know, interreligious, you know, like, goodness and go for, like, Pope Ahmed the First? Think they'd ever do that?
You think they're actually going to make, like, a cross?
Pope Muhammad. There should be a Pope Muhammad.
I don't believe there should be, Steve. I don't believe we need the first Pope to ever, you know, fly a plane into the Vatican. Fucking animals.
Pope Steve. I've been to the Vatican.
I've been in the Vatican as well, Steve. I'm surprised they let you in.
I was unimpressed, actually. I must say, like, the Sistine Chapel, like, we're walking down, like, this little corridor in a hallway. And they're like, oh, we're in the Sistine Chapel. I'm like, what? I looked up, I'm like, yo, this is small. Took this guy like 15 years to paint this crap.
Yeah, let me guess. You're comparing it to your adventure in painting your bedroom in a fucking day and a half, right?
I never painted my bedroom.
What have you painted in your life, Steve? Anything?
Have I painted?
Yes.
Yeah, I've actually tried my hand at a few Bob Rosses with my yellow ochre and...
titanium white?
Titanium white. And, you know, we're trying to draw a happy little
tree.
My trees were angry, large trees.
Did you take, like, a knife and just slap it, like, like, against the fucking thing to clean it off, not even rinse it? You just slap it to death until the paint runs away? Did you ever see that little segment on there? That guy never cleaned a brush in his life. He just slapped the paint away.
It was slapping I believe it was slapping the devil out of it.
Yes, he was. He actually did paint with the devil's aid.
Yeah, I guess that's like, you know,
hey, whatever happened to that guy?
He died of like a brain tumor.
Really?
Yeah, something. I know he's dead.
That sucks. I like Bob Ross, man. He was good.
Because
you know what? You could
people
watch him.
People die young. White people shouldn't have froze. So there was something genetic.
Is that a new theory? A white person with an afro is going to die young?
Yeah, it means they're genetically inferior.
Okay, that's good to know. A white person with an afro, a decision and something about their appearance that they can totally control means they're genetically inferior.
Yeah, except if it's Mark Frege.
Yeah, Mark Frege does have an afro.
I just remember that Mark Frege has an afro, and Frege is pretty much invincible, so...
Yeah, Mark Frege has an afro. I was wondering if he, in the 70s, after, you know, getting drunk and high at a dance club, if he tried to dance on one of New York's fine bridges and said, I'm all right, and then fell over into the water.
I totally lost you right there.
You suck.
Looking at something.
What were you looking at, Steve? What are you spacing out at now?
I was looking into my cup of coffee.
We're so high right now.
Yeah.
That's you, man.
Who's that guy?
I don't know, man. Who is it? Who is it?
We're so high right now.
I don't know. I think it's Jim Brewer, but I'm not sure. Yeah, man. So you're in the Vatican. You check out the Sistine Chapel, and you're like, wow, here it is. And you weren't fucking amazed. You're looking at these frescoes and, like, it's the whole fucking place. It's the whole fucking place.
No.
Walls. Dude, I was there.
Everything there is very cool, let me just say. But the Sistine Chapel is, like, I thought it was, like, you see, like, things in movies, and you're like, whoa, that place is, like, 50-foot ceilings. No, there's, like, 13-foot ceilings. I could, like, slam dunk a basketball in the ceiling of the friggin'
Dude, it is totally not 13-foot ceilings.
Well, anyway, that big, like, ball thing in the middle that looks like the planet getting smashed into by aliens, that looks a lot cooler.
Well, of course, that does look cool. That's actually the tallest building in all of the Vatican and Rome.
No. It's just like a sculpture in the middle of the court of the Vatican. It's like this ball.
No,
it looks like an alien to, like, you know, Doomsday.
You don't mean the dome. I'm talking about the dome.
I went in the dome, yeah, like the ascension up to the heaven when you walk around the loop-de-loo stairs.
Yeah. Now, let's get down to the meat of the issue here. Did you see the fucking Rob Mason with AIDS? AIDS patient Rob warns me every goddamn show. And if you don't know what warning is, if you're on AOL Instant Messenger and you get warned, it kind of limits how fast you can type, and if you get 100%, you get banned. You can't go on. This fucking prick, this AIDS-ridden bastard, he warns me. Because maybe he's covered with the AIDS. I don't know. That's what I was saying, though. The meat of the issue is, did you see the guy getting his nuts eaten by the python, by the huge snake, on the wall in the Sistine Chapel? Yes.
Oh, it was a painting? No, I missed that painting.
When you walk in, it's immediately on your right, on the back wall. There's on the lower right corner. I'm going to see if I can find a picture real quick. That's one of the popes that, I guess, gave Michelangelo a hard time, and he drew him there getting his nutsack eaten by a snake.
That's awesome.
Yeah. It's really cool. That's totally cool.
No, I saw, what's his name, Pope Alexander I. I saw his grave. He was cool.
Yeah?
He was the last pope to actually go into battle against the heathens. He actually, you know, rode into battle and went and fight hand-to-hand combated.
Really?
That's what we should have our pope. We should have, like, some kind of, you know, quotas for our pope. Like, you know, one horse battle per, you know, 10 years.
Huh. Yeah, I agree. You know, the Pope should arm up, you know, get on a mount and just be like, you know what, things have been good, it's time to go to war. Who are we fucking killing now?
At least get on a horse and do some jousting practice or something like that. Come on, keep
some
keep
tricks.
Up the skills.
I think we should have papal medieval knights. We should have a dinner and a show at the Vatican.
Yeah, with the Pope as the main attraction fighting. You can get those swords that would be like swings and all the sparks fly out of him real cool, like he's doing some effort.
Let's say the tithing doesn't go so well on a Sunday. They could sell Pope action figures.
They could all get looped up on sacramental wine.
Yeah.
It'd be nice.
Well, Steve, you know what? As we...
I'd go to that. I pay like...
Absolutely.
I'd donate.
Who wouldn't, Steve?
That. A church event.
Yeah, it is
I
a church event.
Church events need to be getting some spice.
Some spice. You want
it means
some...
bingo when you can have papal jousting.
Papal jousting would be very cool, I have to say. I mean, but who would the Pope joust? Who are you looking to have the Pope joust, Steve?
I don't know. Does Islam have some kind of Pope equivalent? Do they have, like, you know...
I think they don't have... Dude, they don't even have... they don't even have cable. They may have Al Jazeera, but that's just a front. They're not
is
even...
Is there some kind of oracle at Delphi anymore? You know, some, like, heathen...
There's probably, like, a head cleric, I guess. I don't know.
There's got to be...
Or
yeah.
Maybe a ranger on Major Mud, RealMud.com. Ugh. That sucked. I like doing references...
That sounded like a Tourette's throwback or something
right.
like that.
I like doing references that appeal to me, and that's it. Just so you know. Just so you know. That's right. So do you feel that the Pope is doing a good job, Steve? Do you think he's doing
the new guy?
Yeah, new Pope. Not
JP. The dead guy.
No.
Dead guy's doing pretty good still, but...
Dude, the dead guy, treat him with respect here, Steve. It's JP the
Two. Oh, JP the
Two. John Paul II. Arguably the best Pope ever. Arguably.
He was the best Pope in my lifetime.
You're so fucking clever, Steven.
I know.
Are you 26 years old? How old are you?
I'm 25 years old, actually.
You're 25?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, well, what are you going to do, huh?
Yeah, I'm a quarter of the way there. Once you hit 100, you know, it gets easier.
Yeah, that's what I hear. When you reach 100 years young, it does get a little easier.
The status of the new Pope, though, I mean, what the hell has he done? I don't know.
You know what? I honestly can't. I have no idea what he's done.
Has he done anything?
He's done a lot of. He's given a lot of steely glares.
I know what he's done in the past.
He's given a lot of steely glares. I know that.
Yeah, he was part of the Nazi youth.
Yeah, but you know what, dude? Everybody in Germany was at that point. So you can say that every German. If you go down this Nazi road with the
Pope.
He was
an American POW, too. Like, we took him in.
And now he's Pope.
And now he's Pope.
Good.
So some old dude, like, in Arkansas is like, yeah, I took him to Pope.
Tell you what, man, I like there that Pope. That Pope there, something good.
They could have the Pope joust that guy.
The actual soldier that kid that
the soldier that took him in as a POW.
I don't think that would happen. See, because JP the Two, he forgave the guy that shot him.
Well,
I think you would just have the new Pope forgive the guy that.
We should have a pay per view that forgive or forget.
I'm sure the new Pope thinks the Nazis are bad. He's got to. He's got to come out and say that the Nazis are bad. I mean, I know he has.
Only if they're like a threat to his own master plan.
No, he's already, dude. He's already denounced the Holocaust, hasn't he?
No, I think that was JP the Two.
Yeah, well, JP.
Do you know? JP wrote like this thing like not too long ago. It was just a whole bunch of apologies for different stuff in the past. He apologized for the Inquisition.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I mean,
dude, imagine having that power. You could just apologize for anything. You know what I'd apologize for? I'd apologize for the creation of the character Buddy Lembeck on Charles in Charge. That is probably one of the most awful crimes ever committed against man. Charles in Charge. Anything with Scott Baio in it.
Scott Baio. They should have had Richard Grieco in there.
Richard Grier. Yeah. What was that movie he was in? That one. He was in like
where
one
was
movie.
Where was a spy?
He was a spy.
With his shoes.
And he had shoes that could stick on walls.
That's all I remember.
Dude, you know what that was? That was a couple guys sitting around a campfire, and they're like,
we're so high right now.
Let's get Richard Grieco, man, and he's going to have shoes. And he's going to fucking walk up the wall, man, like Spider-Man, but he's got sneakers and they're high tops, man.
We're so high right now.
Yeah.
I'm sure that same guy wrote Back to the Future.
Yeah, and then like an hour later.
Let me get a nickel bag.
Fucking potheads. Scumbag degenerates. Oh, wait, Steve. Hey, how are you? Don't hang up yet. Sorry, I apologize.
Yeah. You mock me, but you need me.
Yeah.
You need us to work your factories and all the heavy equipment.
That's right, man. Yeah, why are we... why is it that potheads are working factory... fucking working machines in factories that could potentially maim people? These people cannot forget, or they can't remember what was said like 10 minutes ago, but they're operating factory equipment.
I don't operate factory equipment.
What do you do, Steve?
Right now?
Yeah.
Play video games.
We're so high right now.
That too.
Yeah. All you do is play games.
Yeah.
And you observe the Mayan calendar.
No. It's far too complicated for me at this point.
It was brought...
Dude, seriously. You can't just hop into the Mayan calendar.
You have to work your way in, don't you?
Yeah, it's, you know... It's like a fine wine. You can't just, you know...
Allie checking in. I'm assuming that's Allie. Dirty little Allie.
Dirty little Allie.
Yes. Big contributor to the C-Rock Radio Show on crockradio.com. He's not on the Radio BBQ, but we'll see. We'll see.
Give him a shot. Hmm. Maybe eventually he'll come around.
Yeah, who knows, man. You know what? He's doing pretty good. So we'll see just what he decides to do. But I have to tell you, I've never had an entire show where 21 people are in this fucking room.
21 people here? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and before the show started, Steve, the show started at like 10:05, or... Like the actual,
and there were 60 people here, and then you said you were to call Steve, and everybody left.
There were 1,000 people on here, Steve, and they all decided that it's now a Mayan holiday, and apparently you missed out.
Y'all gotta go. No, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding with you.
I understand that. I understand it. You were attempting. You had me there, you fucking prick. You little bitch.
Gosh!
Gosh,
such an idiot.
Yeah. Yeah, Napoleon, but you know what? You are.
You're right.
No, you are, man.
Yes?
That was the worst. I suck. I'm DJ Newstyle, and I suck. DJNewstyle.com, you can get the link to send feedback to the show. We encourage feedback. It's at DJ Newstyle on AOL Instant Messenger. Go to AOL or AIM.com if you don't have it. And if you don't have it, you know what? Lift the rock from above your head and... you know, convert to Christianity, because you're probably a Muslim who has no technology. Oh, wait.
Wow.
Wait, hold on. Sorry, it's a little bit inappropriate. We may have some Muslim listeners.
Say.
We may have some Muslim listeners out there. I'm sorry. That's a little bit inappropriate. Speaking of inappropriate, Steve, did you catch the last phrase in Harlem that could get you stabbed?
Yeah, I was trying to think about that, you know. I'm down with my Harlem folks, so...
Well, I got one here for you. The last one we played was this. Oh, hey, I was wondering if you could help me change my... Oh!
Hell no, motherfucker.
We played that one, and I said that we'd play one about every 15, 20 minutes or so. I determined that it's now time to play a new one. Let's say, how about we do this one here?
Now, Sammy, go ahead and ask the man.
I'm collecting money for my school.
Oh, my God!
No, I don't.
Daddy? Oh, my God.
In case you missed that one, we will play it again.
Now, Sammy, go ahead and ask the man.
I'm collecting money for my school.
Oh, my God!
No, I don't.
Daddy? Oh, my God.
So, Harlem, apparently not the place you want to go to solicit money... for school funds or whatever, class projects, class trips, You might not want to do that.
Selling king-size Reese's Pieces for your little league? You don't think they would go for that?
No, they wouldn't do that. Maybe Raisinettes, but definitely not Reese's Pieces.
My friend Roger sold so many of those things, he got like a free trip in a little league.
Did he really? He was that little go-getter. Probably wore the rally hat when they said to, you know, he wrote his name on it. He's like, I'm Alex, yeah, let's go! He was good, probably.
No, seriously. He didn't do it. His parents did it, but anyway. They didn't tell us about this. They didn't tell the masses. Basically, he just sold so many, they just made up some prize for him. We're like, what? How'd that happen? He got, a free trip to, Miami or some crap.
Oh, so this was not even, told to you. So
no, he got, some trip to, Yankee training camp in, Florida or something like that. Who? Something crazy.
What was your friend? Roger?
Roger.
What was his name?
Roger.
It was Roger, right?
Yeah, it was Roger.
Now, Roger, we're going to take these candy bars around the office, and then we're going to see if we can sell them for you so we can get more money for the team. Oh, gee, Dad, that'll be great! Okay,
yeah.
Would you like to buy some of these candy bars? They're for Roger and his little league team.
Oh, I'd love some. Why don't you send them over here?
And then, they just totally did the work for him. He's sitting back, relaxing, and then he gets a trip. No one knew about the trip.
Yeah, he wasn't even, good. No, he wasn't even a good kid. He was a bad kid.
Oh, he was a bad kid?
Yeah, with, those suck-ass parents.
He was, like,
everything.
He was, like, the was Nelson like, Mund of your school.
No, like, the kid from Omen.
Omen?
Yeah, you ever see that movie?
I honestly can't say that I did.
You gotta see it. He's like Donnie Darko. Have you ever seen that movie?
I've heard about it. We'll just say that, okay? Well, I've heard about it, alright? What was the name of that last movie?
Donnie Darko.
Oh!
Yeah. You gotta see more Psycho movies, man.
Never heard it. Sorry.
DJ New Style.
Never saw it. DJ New Style, shit!
DJ New Style.
Yeah. Last night, I was listening to a show on Radio BBQ. Last night, Monday, it started at 8 o'clock. These guys from New York, it's called The Brown Lodge. The Brown Lodge. It's actually Jack Sandwich is in here right now. Jack Sandwich, huh? Hey! He's one of them's a cab driver in New York. This one guy's fucking hyperactive. He's in there, he's like chuckling and throwing the C-bomb around. He's calling somebody a cunt, a spick, a... No, he was just itching to drop, say, Negro. It was the Brown Lodge.
What is it, though? What is this format?
Well, the Brown Lodge, Steven, it's a euphemism for something that you drop feces from. The Brown Lodge.
No shit, but what is this? What is this, a chat room or, a voice chat or something?
No, it's a show on Radio BBQ.
Radio
BBQ.
That sounds wonderful.
It's thebrownlodge.com. I don't know why I'm doing these intermittent plugs, but I just feel like doing it. You know? Yeah.
Gotcha. The Brown Lodge. Well, everyone can check out the Brown Lodge, I guess.
Allie checking in with one of Steve's...
We're so high right now.
...moments. I watched some other movie with that dude from Donnie Darko in it with Steve, and all movie he totally said, "Dude, Donnie Darko!"
Yeah, but no, the witch didn't stop being funny. I didn't say it, that many times. Just every time he showed up.
Dude, it's Donnie Darko!
It is, though.
No, it's not. You totally did not recognize the correct guy.
Well, his name wasn't Donnie Darko.
Donnie Darko. Yeah, so later on in the show, Steve, we have Silent Spick coming on, and he's going to talk about the steps you can take to become a complete failure. Probably drinking a little.
Date an Asian.
Steven.
That was the TV. I should turn that lower.
What was that?
I don't know what they're talking about.
Date an Asian. What you need to do is go ahead and date an Asian. Oh, man, I tell you.
Think about those guys that you see, though. You know, think about the type of guy that you see dating an Asian.
Didn't you date an Asian, Steve?
Yeah.
Oh. Heard it didn't go so well. Sorry to hear it.
Hey, at least he's still alive.
But you know what? At least you're...
We're so high right now.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll see if we can get C-Rock in the room to check out my very first show on Radio BBQ.
Yeah, I was wondering. I'm like, this isn't the DJ New Style show. This is a new style for the DJ New Style.
Oh, a new style. Yes, it's a new style for DJ New Style. Yes, yes, yes.
I'm the most annoying person you'll ever hear on the radio. I really strive to be nothing less. I just want to let you know. I'm not lying. Who?
You could actually change that if you had little Jimmy Rhodes dialing.
Oh, you mean little Jimmy Rhodes?
Yeah, little pumpkins on my lap. Oh, yes.
You mean that Jimmy Rhodes? Or
Unfortunately, last time he was not able to
purge
that one from the
unintelligible board. Jimmy Rhodes, like this?
Unintelligible little...
I could.
Wait, you missed it. I'm sorry. Hold on.
Dude, I'll take a bet just to brew you I could.
Just to brew you I could.
Sometimes you wish you could just lay somebody's normal brain out when they're born. Just see how everything is supposed to be connected and then just take the before and after to see the difference.
Jimmy Rhodes is not happy. He is in the chat room now and he is fuming. Fuming. He's a spark plug just burning off here. He's going crazy.
Little Jimmy Rhodes should give a call in.
He gives a loud fuck you, Steve. And he misspelled your name.
Anything that bad.
He spelled Steve with three E's.
The rare three E.
That's the rare three E, Steve.
That's the Jiminy's version.
That is Jiminy's. And if he was to say that he was very Jiminy's mad, he'd probably say, "I am fucking falming, F-A-L-M."
Falming
instead of flaming. Jimmy is not the best typist, but he has got a very sharp wit. He is quick to the draw. That's why we keep him on the show every now and then, you know?
Sharp wit. He can actually pronounce the words that he spells wrong.
Yeah.
As he says them.
The fact that he can interpret his own typing makes him a fucking genius. He single-handedly said that the most smartest thing.
The most smartest man is me.
I catch myself saying things, and I can't help but come back with that accent. No, he said the
if
most.
I say something dumb, man. I just go into Jimmy mode.
I can't.
Be at a birthday party. Be someone pass the ketchup.
Buy it now, bitch.
Someone pass the ketchup.
Oh yeah,
please.
Maybe you're at the table and it's like this.
Where's my goddamn meatball?
Or how about this one?
How much shit can we throw into a soft drink beverage?
Can we throw into a soft drink beverage?
Soft drink beverage.
Jimmy is actually the smartest man I've ever met. He said the most intelligent thing I've ever heard. See how I recovered there? That's good. He said, stupidity plus wind equals tornado. Now, let that absorb. Stupidity plus wind equals tornado. Now, what do you have here? Let's do this mathematically here. If you take stupidity plus wind equals tornado, right? Let's solve for stupidity. What's stupid, right? That's a tornado minus wind. There we go. Now that I've lost half the people that don't understand algebra here, it's stupidity.
We're going to subtract that from both sides by the transitive property.
That's the transitive property. Yeah. Okay, so we have stupidity plus wind equals tornado. Now, what do we have if we take the wind away from tornado? That's just stupid, right? Right? Right?
That is pretty stupid.
Now, if we take away some of the stupidity of a tornado, it's just a bunch of wind. It works on every level. It's the most sound formula ever crafted by humanity. Stupidity plus wind equals tornado. If you think about it, you go to Arkansas, pretty goddamn stupid in Arkansas. You throw some wind in Arkansas, it's bound to turn into a tornado. Steven?
I'm trying to solve for tornado right now.
Oh, we're so high right now.
Just let me know when you're going to go fucking brain dead. That'd be good, because I'm kind of going off on a tangent here. I'm just like,
hey.
And I get no response.
Hey.
I get no regard, Jerry. No regard. Awful impression.
Steph's becoming a complete failure.
Yeah, we got to get fucking Silent Spick onto that topic pretty soon. But, you know, we'll come back with Steve, see how Steve is progressing. Steve, do you have any more closing words, or do you have something you want to cover here? Any fucking theory that's really bugging you? And you know what we do with the theories, Steve? We have to play a song that is very, 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 very important when you talk about these important theories. Do you you understand that? We have to play important songs. Are you ready?
Play the Kermit the Frog song.
Jesus,
I think that's
Christ.
The one.
You are...
Jesus Christ. Oh.
Jesus Christ. Here we go. Steve, now I want you to... What theory are you going to talk about?
What? Brett Weir?
Brett Weir? What was that? What are you going to cover now? What are you going to teach the students in your thing right now?
I don't know.
Well, you're on now.
Theory of how much shit can they put into a spring water beverage? I have to listen to the song.
I'll see.
When I see how sad you are. Now, sometimes you have to worry about sort of makes me spring water that has happy. Ingredients.
Spring water with ingredients.
Although I think this is a Lewis Black like rant about, like, you know, is there a fat content in water? There's all the chunks of fat floating in my water. Seriously. I don't know. I can't think of anything really important right now. But there is... Oh, you know what I was thinking about, actually? Do you know, like, Hitler actually wrote a second book? This is, like, nothing, you know, crazy or anything.
Oh, you're going to sing about Hitler, then?
No. I found out that, everyone knows Hitler wrote a book called Mein Kampf. I mean, this is just, like, you know, stupid history.
Yes.
He actually wrote a second book, and they have, like, the whole, like, transcript to it. I saw this on the History Channel.
Oh, yeah?
And, pretty crazy that, like, originally, he had, like, counted on the English to be on his side in World War II. Like, the whole thing's written is, like, England was going to be on his side. See, I think England's going to screw everybody.
Go ahead, keep
going. They're going to come out with some kind of thing with them, and Germany... with their new pope, the German pope, and Italy are going to come back out and be the new Axis without Japan. England is going to come back and take over Japan's old role in the Axis of Evil. And they're going to come out and just, you know, do something really crazy in Europe, like take over the euro and shovel under the American dollar.
Whoa, are you saying that Hitler predicted the creation of the euro?
I think so.
He did. He predicted the European Union?
Well, yeah.
Did he include himself in the European Union? Did he think he was going to live this long?
Who cares? He was stupid. I don't like that guy.
Steven, I want to thank you, because you know what? You're coming out with nothing but the most proven and hardened facts, really going out of limb and saying that you hate Hitler. Way to go.
It fucking sucks.
Hitler sucks, man.
How cool would it be to just, like, run up and punch that guy, like, at one of those rallies?
It would be fucking... I gotta say. What up, Hitler? What
kick
y'all gonna do?
Just run up and just Rochambeau him, like, real fast.
Yeah, and you know what? Maybe you could just play this song.
That would be awesome, just going in a headbang. Just be like, yo, Hitler. And just do, like, this running, like, Vin Diesel fucking Riddick kick, like, fucking over 18 Nazis and just spin kick him right into the nuts.
All right. Steve, you got anything you want to plug? We'll take you out with a Rammstein song.
Yeah, I'd like to plug Purple Stickies. Everybody go out and get your Purple Stickies and use it.
Purple Stickies?
You gotta watch Biodome once or three times to know about that.
Dude.
Purple Sticky Punch.
Dude, no one watched Biodome except you and the other Baldwin brother that no one knows about.
Holy Shore movies are great.
Wait a fucking minute. Wait, hold on. What the hell did you just say?
I said Holy Shore movies are great, man. Haven't you ever seen any of the Shore movies? There's some good ones out there, like...
Holy Shore movies are great? Are you out of your frigging gourd? Oh, man.
What was the one in the army now? The one where he's in the army?
Oh, yeah, because he's in the army and he's laying down the rules. And then what's going to happen is...
The son-in-law.
Whoa, hold on. What's going to happen is nobody's going to get him because he's so weird. But then there's going to be a problem and they're going to need his weirdness just to get everybody back together.
Yeah, because he's the weasel.
Oh, buddy, I'm a fucking cocksucker. Yeah. Don't weasel the chickens.
Ugh. Yeah, but see, oh yeah, who remembers how... Yeah, what, see?
We got Mark Frege checking in from RealMud.com. If you want to lose your life completely and just stay inside 24 hours a day, looking at text scroll by as you level up a warrior and jack off at the same time, go to RealMud.com. Mark Frege endorses this message. Yeah, he says Rob Schneider movies are 1,000 times better than Pauly Shore movies, and I have to agree. Rob Schneider will play any role given to him.
Even a stapler.
Rob Schneider as a stapler. Rob Schneider plays the carrot. Yeah, South Park was that was a great episode.
Yeah. Oh, so Pauly Shore, man, in the army now. His weirdness will save the day.
That's every movie he's ever done.
And yo, man, he
that
had,
skinny
like,
little douchebag. He gets on,
he has,
the screen.
He has an awesome party. And then saves the biodome from certain 99.7%.
Okay, so let me get this straight. The In the Army Now movie is Pauly Shore, really weird. Pauly Shore, weirdness, it gets punished. He's in the Army, and all of a sudden, he's in the Army, and now there's danger. There's danger, and Pauly Shore's weirdness is embraced because he's the only person that can get him out of this danger, and then they're all happy at the end. Is that right? I've never seen the movie.
Neither have I.
You cocksucker. you are truly a cocksucker.
Purple
you know
sticky
what?
Punch. No, because the purple sticky punch saved the day.
He's like, we that kind of punch? Mother. Son of a...
Oh, silly.
Yeah. All right, Steve. We're going to let you go, and we're going to see if we can get either Little Jimmy Rhodes, who just
little
fucking
Jimmy
left.
Rhodes just left, yeah.
That little prick.
He got mad at me.
All right, we got to get him back in here. I'm going to see if he's even online, because Little Jimmy Rhodes is fun.
Jimmy, if you're listening, I don't want to take your brain out of your head.
Did you? I didn't even hear you say you wanted to de-brain him.
That's when he said, fuck you, Steve.
I want to take your brain out of your head. Look at it.
That was just theoretically speaking.
Okay, well, we're going to get Silent Spick on if Jimmy Rhodes doesn't get on. We hopefully, we can get him on there, right? Ugh. Okay, Steven, what was your plug again?
I forgot now. Purple Sneaky Punch. And remember, you can always make a filter out of thousands of cigarette butts.
We're so high right now.
You're so stupid. How dare you watch that movie and like it. Steve, thank you for checking in on the show. We're going to hang up on you now. Hey, wait, Steve?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. We just hung up on Steven. And on young Steven. Steven always comes up with a good point of view for the DJ New Style show and the listeners' entertainment. You're listening to the DJ New Style show. That's right. DJNewStyle.com. If you've got something for the show, you want to give some feedback, send it out to DJ Newstyle on AOL Instant Messenger. You can Skype me at DJ Newstyle. Big surprise, because I am DJ Newstyle. Yeah! We're going to play a quick song. We're going to get lined up for the next half of the show. And why don't I just, find a song, because I'm totally underprepared. How about this one right here?
Borrow my car. And then you give it a test.
What, the Mario test?
Mario.
Oh, I'm coming out of the record. I don't want to hear that fucking song. Fuck you guys. We're going to hear a song I haven't heard in a long, long, long time. How about this one?
You robbed me recently, as a Mason had lesions on his face and on his meat and on his testicles and cheeks. Little Robbie Mason has AIDS. Lesions on his face, on his meat, on his testicles and cheeks. Robbie Mason is gay. Shaming homo, it's okay. Cause Robbie Mason gets cock slapped. Not once, but twice. Once on each cheek.
Bobby Mason has eight. Always.
This Edward Wayne,
what?
The Eddie Ed, y'all can't even touch me, man.
What?
Reppin' New Jersey, reppin' North New Jersey, man. Martin Luther King Boulevard.
Y'all ain't even on my level.
The Eddie Ed, Edward Wayne.
The Eddie Ed,
y'all ain't even on my level.
Oh, God damn it, why can't my web host do what I need?
Look no further. BizHost.com is a new kind of web host. We'll host your website and horrify you with horrible and brutal circus pornography. Register for your account today. BizHost.com.
Paid for by Dialsoft and RainbowColoredInches.moodyfuck.com.
And on the cool check-in! Center stage on the mic, and we're putting it on wax. It's the new style.
The DJ New Style Show.
I like your flow.
Yeah, welcome back to the DJ New Style Show. I'm your host, DJ New Style. Big surprise, right? We got some people in the chat room. Thank you for listening. Thank you for tuning in. We got a lot of show left for you. Drop. Right. All right. My imaginary intern, Ted, is going to turn down the volume. Teddy, turn down the volume. Thank you, Teddy. Imaginary intern. Yeah. For those of you who are new to the show, I have a lot of songs. You know, I've written some songs, some freestyle rhythms and rhymes. Yeah, and I wanted to play one for you tonight to get you acclimated to what it is that I do. So, before I get Silence Pick on the phone, I'm going to do a sort of a freestyle session, but before that I want to play one of my songs that has been around for a while. It's called Little Indian Deli Man. Here we go now. One, two, three, four. Driving on your way to work and there's a rumble in your belly. You pulled your car to the nearest store, it's your local small town deli. Walking in and you can see it all. You're hungry but not that stressed. Now from the back busts a ragheaded man who never tries to impress, cause he's the little Indian deli man who lives behind his goods. We all like the little deli man, although his English isn't very good. And that little Indian deli man, he never reads the expiration dates. That motherfucking little deli man sells green meat as he toys with fate. Grab a snack from the rack and pay, but your change, it won't be here. Your money's gone and he told you why, but it wasn't all that clear. You know, get my $20 bill, but I couldn't get my $20 bill, but if I... You turn around and you walked away, confused and penniless still, and you were right by the little Indian deli man who lives behind his goods. We all like the little deli man, although his English isn't very good. And that little Indian deli man, he never reads the expiration dates. That motherfucking little deli man sounds green meat as he toys with me. Behind his goods, we all like the little deli man, although his English isn't very good. And that little Indian deli man, he never reads the expiration dates. That motherfucking little deli man sells green meat as he toys with me. You know he toys with fame for hours, every single day of the week. He's open 24 hours, he sells moldy flowers, but you know that he does what he can. Little Indian deli man, little Indian deli man, little Indian deli man. Why do you toy with fate? Right. That was Little Indian Deli Man, written a while ago by DJ New Style. Alright. As I said before, we're going to do a couple of my songs. And I think I'll do... If you're familiar with the place to get the songs, here it is, 404.realmud.com/DJ New Style. That's right, I'll type it in the chat room, so if you're not there... You need to be. Go to DJNewStyle.com. Click on the chat room link. Yeah. So you can download any of those songs you want. If you have a request, give me the request in the chat room, or you can send it through feedback. DJ NewStyle on AOL Instant Messenger. And when I say request, I'm not saying like, oh, play a James Taylor tune. I love it. Play James Taylor so I can think back to summers of yore. No. The request that I need from you is a topic or an idea, and I don't care how fucked up, disgusting, sick, or awful the topic is, I will make up a song about it and probably curse and disturb you in the process. If you want to hear one of my original ones, oh, we got a request already for an original song, Skinny Fat Girl. This is about a girl that I used to know, but she's a crackhead, so here we go. On a treadmill, running fast, racing against time, running from her chubby past, but now she's in her prime. Diet soda and fat-free chips, and so her jeans fit loose. But back in high school, nicknamed Hips, she weighed up about a deuce. She's the skinny fat girl, went to college and lost a lot of weight. She knows the future, she'll gain it back. She can't escape her fate. The skinny fat girl went to college and sucked a lot of dick. She feels so fat, we know she's fat, but she says she's thick. The morning workouts and throwing up so she can drink tonight. But when she gets drunk, she goes for pizza. That's why her clothes fit tight. A lack of self-esteem gives her a license to gobble frat boy meat. To try to forget those high school days, but you couldn't even see her feet. A skinny fat girl went to college and lost a lot of weight. She knows the future, she'll gain it back. She can't escape her fate. A skinny fat girl went to college and sucked a lot of dick. She feels so fat, we know she's that, but she says she's thick. In a year she gets a job. You know it's so hard to eat for health. The only way she knows to stop the weight gain is just to kill herself. Woo! A skinny fat girl went to college and lost a lot of weight. She knows the future, she'll gain it back. She can't escape her fate. A skinny fat girl went to college and sucked a lot of dick. She feels so fat, we know she's fat, but she says she's thick. Went down to Georgia. He was looking for a soul to steal. Right. Okay. So if you have a topic, send it on over and I'll make up a song right now. I think I'll take a break from the music for a little while. I'm going to get Silent Spick on the line. We have to talk about steps that you can take to become a complete and total failure. We got to get him on. We have to get Silent Spick on the line. Let's see what we can do right now. Dialing Silent Spick. Oh boy, let's hope he fucking picks ya. Hey, you're on the DJ New Style Show. Who's this?
It's Silent Spick.
Silent Spick. What's going on, buddy? How you doing?
Pretty good. How are you?
I'm doing all right, man. Hey, I'm on my first radio barbecue show. And you know what we say to that? We always just start off the show with... Oh, wait, that's not supposed to happen. No! It's supposed to go like this.
Hey.
Yeah, C-Rock. CRockRadio.com. Check out his show. He's on whenever the hell he wants to be on. Just find out from him. And if you know what? If you don't find out from him, you'll find out from me because I'm going to be inviting you. If you're in this chat room right now, expect several thousand invitations to join a chat room and listen to a show, a quality show. And might I also add, go to SilentSpick.com. That's right, SilentSpick.com. Lots of games, and what else is on the old site there nowadays?
Lots of photos, lots of nudes, and...
Lots of nudes?
Yep. Ooh. Nude women.
Well, that's why Silent Spick is so silent. Silent Spick has hairy palms. His forehead's caving in. So, Silent Spick, I gave you the topic of the steps that you can take to become a complete failure. Now, are you familiar with being a complete failure, or do you know anybody that is a complete failure?
I'm one of them.
You're a complete failure? I don't think you are.
Well,
what makes you a complete failure? What do you think makes somebody a complete failure?
Drinking every night. I think that's a complete failure.
Drinking every single night. And are you drinking every night?
Yep, of course.
And what are you drinking tonight? What's on the menu tonight?
Today I'm going cheap. I'm drinking some wine. Yeah, I'm upset. I have to drink twice as more.
Twice as much? Wait. Usually if you drink a lot of wine, you're pretty hammered pretty quick.
Well, it ain't happening because I've been drinking since 9 o'clock.
Well, is it like, did you mistake the bottle of wine? Did you accidentally get like the sparkling cider?
No.
Man, this shit tastes like apples.
Nah, just drinking some white, I can't even say it, man. Zinfandel? Some shit like that.
What is it?
White Zinfandel.
Oh, okay, I thought it was Infandel. White Infandel, which is an oxymoron. White Infandel.
That's what I said.
So you're drinking White Infandel?
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, and so what steps does someone need to take to become a complete and total failure? The first step, not just drinking every night right away. What leads up to that?
Supervising niggas.
Oh man, come on. Whoa, hey, whoa. Okay, tell me more. I'm sorry. Now that you're on the phone, I have to play the next one in line here. We have a bunch to get to. The phrases that you say in Harlem to get slashed or stabbed. Thank you, Brother Joe, for fucking up my title. Okay, phrases in Harlem that'll get you cut, stabbed, or slashed. Here we go.
Can you spare a dime?
Absolutely not. Go get a job.
I told you, give me a dime, nigga. You cheap ass motherfucker.
Okay, now in case you missed that, here it goes. Listen up well.
Can you spare a dime?
Absolutely not. Go get a job.
I told you, give me a dime, nigga. You cheap ass motherfucker.
If you go to Harlem and someone asks you if you can spare a dime, what did we learn today, folks? Don't really give the guy a lecture on getting a job. Okay? Don't give him a lecture on getting a job. Just flip the dime over to him. Come on. Give him a dollar. Who cares? You know, because you'll just get fucking cut. You will get slashed. Right, Silent Spick?
Yep.
Absolutely. We'll try and get to a few more of those. We have a bunch left. The first step one. What's step one? You said working for niggers, or black people, as we like to call them, niggers. Okay. Working for them will make you a complete failure, you're saying?
Even working, being friends, dating, anything regarding them is a complete failure. I think.
Anything regarding them?
Yeah. Actually, this United States is a complete failure.
Now,
cause.
Now, when you say niggers, obviously you're not, you know, you're referring back to the Chris Rock bit where there's a civil war going on with black people. And there's two sides. Black people and niggers. Right? You're referring to the other side. You're not referring to, like, hard-working, family-oriented black people, right? You're just referring to, like, my name Big Eddie Ed. Right?
Nah, I think I'm referring to single one.
You're making a broad and sweeping generality.
Yep.
Okay, terrific. Yeah, by the way, if anybody wants to call me, like, whatever, because I make O and A references, whatever, man, I'm a fan. So that's the first step. Anything to do with black people will lead you on the path to failure. That's your fervent opinion, and definitely not the opinion of Radio BBQ and their subsidiaries. So what's the next step down the road? So let's say you start working for a job and your supervisor is the most ghetto, bling-blingest, Denali-driving, grape Kool-Aid-drinking African-American gentleman. What's the next step?
Well, if he or she is my supervisor, that means I don't have to work. So that's good. For example, my supervisor now is black. I didn't show up for work for a week and a half, and I still have my job. I guess they're used to that.
Now, when you go into work after you drink, are you able to speak clearly? Have you ever heard this?
English, motherfucker! Do you speak it?
Is that your boss?
Yep. Even if I'm sober, they still talk to me like that.
No matter what, they always talk to you like that. They browbeat you, and they really try and keep you in line.
Yeah.
Have you ever called them the N-word to their face?
I did once, but that's after they found out about the website. They said they noticed the Silent Spick, so I was able to get away with it.
Oh, because they said Spick. They called you a Spick?
Yeah, once you say
look
that,
look at this Spick motherfucker over here! Get your ass back to your desk, motherfucker!
Yep.
Once you say that, motherfucker, that's right.
Yeah. So they browbeat you and now they shit on you.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. So what's the next step after you begin working for them and now they browbeat you? What leads you down further to the path of being a complete and total failure?
I guess having kids too with them.
Having kids with a black person.
Kids or without. Either way, if you're having a kid before the age of 18, you're a complete failure. And if it's with one of them, sorry, dude.
Now, we all know that you have a child, but is your baby mama an African-American woman?
Fuck no. She's Brazilian. But my daughter's sister is black, so she's a complete failure.
Okay.
And I guess I'm a complete failure too, since my daughter has a black sister. Oh.
Well, dude, I gotta tell you, that's pretty crazy. What you're insinuating that anything black makes you a complete and total failure. I really disagree. There are tons of successful African Americans. There's like black people, as I like to call them. There's Chris Rock, man, Dave Chappelle, I mean, come on, dude.
Yeah, but you can count them all in one hand.
No, you cannot. There's a whole month that we talk about it.
Is there a black president?
No, there was not a black president.
Okay.
There
That's
was
not,
actually, yes,
not
there was.
Said right there.
There was a black president, and it was the president of the NAACP. He was black.
He's not a real president.
Why not? His title is the president of the NAACP.
He's not the president, I guess.
You mean the president how?
United States.
The President of the United States. Okay, so there wasn't...
That's what the United States felt too, by getting them over here, and now we're being overrun by them. So America basically is failing too.
Well, all right. Okay, terrific. Silent Spike, you are quite possibly one of the most racist of people.
Nah, I'm not.
Do you hate any other ethnic groups, any races, any other people?
I hate Spikes also.
But you are a Spike, right? I mean, you call yourself Silent Spike.
Yeah, I'm trying, I guess, get away from them. So, I don't know. I just don't like them.
Huh. All right, well, let's check. What about Indians? What do you think about Indians?
I think Indian... The men hate them, but some women, like 90s women who dress like we do, I think I find them hot for some reason. I don't know why, but I do.
Okay, well, let's see what you think of this next one here. Phrases in Harlem that can get you stabbed.
And here we are. If you are to be paying $18.25, I will be having a good...
Yeah, keep the change, nigga. That's it for Danny Glover.
Now, in case you missed it, listen up.
And here we are. If you are to be paying $18.25, I will be having a good...
Yeah, keep the change, nigga. That's it for Danny Glover.
So, if you're a taxi driver, don't expect payment in Harlem. That's what we're getting at. Do not expect payment, or else you will actually get stabbed. That's right, you're going to get stabbed. And also, they will dedicate your death to Danny Glover. So, cabbies, beware. Anybody that works at the Brown Lodge, you better watch out. Because you're a taxi driver. You may not be an Indian man. However, you could get stabbed in the name of Danny Glover by a credit card. Thank you, Ankh Enforcer, or Ankh, if you want to be a complete role-playing game geek. Ankh Enforcer, the Ankh of reincarnation. I want to be brought back to life when I die. Yeah, I will wear it around my neck and sit for hours in front of my screen and touch my genitals while I level up an imaginary character. Rah! Silent Spick, thank you. So why don't you run down the steps to becoming a complete and total failure?
I don't fucking remember now, dude. I guess my number one is just being black. That's basically it, I guess.
Being black, that's it.
That's it. That's the number one failure. Actually, no. The number one failure is when the whites brought the blacks over to the United States. Yeah, that's it, right there.
Well, no, I'm not asking for a specific event. I'm going to say, like, maybe I want to be a huge failure and I don't know how to start doing it. What do I do?
Oh, date a black person or be friends with a black person.
Okay.
Anything we got in black. Even if you accidentally wrote yourself with a black pen, you're a failure because it's black.
Steve, checking in to recap the failure to the steps to become a failure. Silent Spick says, step one, be black or associate with blacks. Okay, Silent Spick, thank you for fulfilling our racism content of the day.
No problem.
Whenever we need you, you'll be there, right?
Yep.
Silent Spick, everybody. What do you have to plug, man? SilentSpick.com, SilentPicks.com?
SilentSpick.com, DJNewStyle.com, and RadioBBQ.net.
Yes! That's right, RadioBBQ.net, and SilentSpick.com. Go check it out. Sign up today and see if he fucking beat me on some of my high scores in the games area. But we'll be back in there. Thank you, Silent Spick. We have... some requests coming in. Oh, we have a request coming in. Hold on a second. Let me get my gitter. I'm going to get my gitter. Okay. It's enough racism for one day, right? Oh, we still have a few more of these phrases in Harlem that will get you stabbed. Well, let me get this one out of the way.
Hey, you believe this motherfucker? Hey, Morley, get over here. I got... Shut your wannabe Rocky Balboa ass up, nigga.
In case you missed it,
Hey, you believe this motherfucker? Hey, Morley, get over here. I got
shut your wannabe Rocky Balboa ass up, nigga.
So apparently we've learned that you can't just go around in Harlem yelling, "Hey, Mooley, get over here," because you will get slashed. And why don't we just kill these things and we'll go through all of them right now. We just have a couple more. We have one more, actually. This is the last of the phrases in Harlem that will get you stabbed.
"Hey, boy, go fetch me a newspaper and a coffee, you filthy..." "You need to get yourself some mopping low. You stand on the sidewalk with your dead white ass."
In case you missed it.
"Hey, boy, go fetch me a newspaper and a coffee, you filthy..." "You need to get yourself some mopping low. You stand on the sidewalk with your dead white ass."
Alright, apparently, if you command a black person to go get you something in Harlem, they're going to suggest, after slashing you, that you go get some mop and glow to clean up the bloodstained sidewalk that your dead white ass stained. I don't know. Whatever. Anyway, we have we are going to do some topics here. If you have a topic for a song, let me know here. Love song. Here we go.
"I met you at the local bar. Saw you all across the room so far. You were smiling, your eyes were bright. I knew that I had to meet you tonight. You look so good to me. You look like you would receive my peak on your face in my tough night. You told me to get back, never to speak to you again. You told me that you were not into all of those kinds of men that like to get urine on their face and urine on their sofa, on their couch, their bed, and dogging on anything that they happen to own. Hey girl, why don't we bone in the back of my van, 'cause we're all alone. You shouldn't have asked for that ride home, 'cause we're here in the woods and we're all alone. No electricity, no phone for you to call. Stuck here alone, we're never gonna get back to civilization. I'm gonna engage in heavy petting and masturbation as you get so disturbed, you get so sickened. It seems that the clock in my pants has thickened. Oh my god, I suck, I just fucked up the rhyme, but I don't give a fuck because I'm only wasting your time. Oh, give me a topic, I'm bound to rock it. Gonna kick it on up a notch and put it in my pocket. I'm gonna keep on going, keep on flowing, keep on growing, keep on knowing all the shit that I'm doing, 'cause I'm not slowing down. Yeah, yeah. Nothing beats being a dried up whore, making moan noises on the radio some more. You got something to say, and anyone who'll lay you all night, you're gonna have your vagina filleted, slit open, split up, and cracked down. You're gonna have someone lay the smack down on your beat up snatch as they throw a batch on your chest and your face and on back of your ass. You better stop, you better slow up now, because you're too short, you need to grow up now. Don't even ask me why, don't even ask me how, bitch, please. don't look at me, I'm just busting moves. I don't give a fuck because I got nothing to prove. I make fun of the ones that we love, the ones we like, and then I throw away that glove. I just let it spew, I don't give a shit. I just keep on going because it's way too thick. It's gonna turn into clearer liquid pretty soon. I let it sit there and dry till the afternoon. Let it sit and dry till the afternoon. Let it sit and dry until the afternoon. Let it sit and dry until the afternoon. The whole town's gonna be filled with doom and gloom. You don't have no room, nothing, nowhere to speak. But it's too bad that your asshole reeks. It just stinks too bad, just like your mom and dad and anyone that you know. You're just a dirty fucking bitch ass, please. Get on your knees. If Silence Pick says any word like nigger or trigger, he's gonna be getting bigger because you know he's not so racist, but go figure. Silence Pick has some advice for you. He's gonna teach you how to do. Changing your life, changing all your words, your dreams and beliefs. They're going back to the suburbs. You don't want to be around blacks to succeed. Apparently that's what he said. And this is all you need is a van, a moving van. Gonna drive away real far. Get that shit in your truck or car. Get far away from the city today. Do it now. Don't wait until the month of May.
Give me a topic and I'm going to make up a song right now about whatever it is you want to hear a topic about. That's right. That is right. So, if you want to hear a topic or you want to hear one of my songs, just let me know and I'll play it for you. I'm going to actually take a break. You know, I got like, what, 15 minutes left in the show? Maybe I'll stay on a little longer. I don't know. Maybe I'll just play, do a little request segment, you know? Where you send me some topics, and I will make up a song on the fly about whatever it is you want to hear a topic about. I don't care how sick, disgusting, disturbing, or awful the topic is. I will make it up right now for you and yours. That's right. Get your family around the radio, kids, because you're listening to Radio Barbecue, and I'm DJ New Style. DJ New Style. Dot. Come. Sad Mother's Day.
This song's about a sad kid on Mother's Day. And here we go.
The teacher gives them construction paper, scissors, glitter, and glue. The other kids just sit and smile, but little Jerry didn't know what to do. Little Tommy wrote his mom a letter, and little Joey cut out a heart. But little Jerry felt so left out, this was tearing him apart. Because Mother's Day can be so harsh, it made Jerry feel so bad. The other kids wrote, I love you, Mom, but little Jerry only has two dads. Because
doesn't know what it's like to have your mom being the chaperone? To have your mom being there to take care of you when you're sick and you have to stay home? Oh, but Jerry knows damn well how it feels when your dad leaves you home alone. To sneak off to New York City's meatpacking district and blow a transsexual name flow. I guess he doesn't know why his dad's so into guys. Cause every time he leaves his dad alone, his dad gets so into guys. Because Mother's Day can be so harsh, it made Jerry lose his mind. The other kids watch their mom make cake, but Jerry's dad takes it in the behind. Because Mother's Day can be so harsh, it made Jerry feel so bad. The other kids wrote, I love you, Mom, but little Jerry has two dads. Right.
The DJ New Style Show.
Yeah, welcome back to the DJ New Style Show. Yeah, feedback. DJ New Style on AOL Instant Messenger. And we have the chat room, link on DJNewStyle.com. That's right, DJNewStyle.com. We got a topic in from Slim Coach, something that's a little bit too close to home for him. Apparently this was a story that... this is the story that that he revealed on the C-Rock Radio Show, crockradio.com. And it's him catching a 12-year-old giving head to a 12-year-old boy at a swim meet. And he totally freaked out, man, and he wants a song about it. So I'm going to do my best to try and capture that moment in form of audio, as requested by Swim Coach. Listen up, boys and girls, got advice that's good all around the world. If you're trying to compete at a swim meet, make sure you know your stroke and don't ever try to choke on a cock while I walk in, cause I'll totally freak out and I'll run away screaming. I don't need to see what you do in private, so please, please, keep it alive, don't let me catch you sucking off another kid in the bathroom or locker room, wherever it is. I don't need to see you, cause it's too damn traumatic. I don't wanna be crazy, don't wanna get traumatic, bitch, please. I don't need to see you on your knees in the bathroom or taking grease. I don't care what you do, don't care where you are. I don't wanna see you in nobody else's car or van. Take my hand. Oh, wait, don't. Take someone else's hand. Run away. I wanna keep my job. I gotta talk to a shrink, but I can't mention that I saw you slobbing up. Goddamn, I think I'm on the brink of self-destruction. I know who I'm trusting. That's only myself. I know I gotta try to keep some stability in my mental health, but goddamn, why did I catch you? Why did I see you sucking that little boy's dick? You know it wasn't all that good. Why don't you try something that should be just a little bit thick? Come here, girly. Swim coach wants you bad. Oh wait, no, I don't. Swim coach wants you bad. Oh goddamn it, no, I don't. Swim coach doesn't wanna fight your, wanna fight your brother, uncle, or your dad. Oh, when you're swimming the breaststroke, make sure 10 minutes before you don't choke on little boy cock, goddamn it, keep it in your motherfucking house, you little boy cock sucker, you little fucker, you almost got me fired, goddamn, thank God I got my druthers and I'm down, I don't know why I'm around. You motherfucking crazy, silly, sexual clowns. I don't know why you're sucking all that cock, but I know in the back room I'm doing blow. Oh, hopefully that represented Swim Coach's thing that he went through with the 12-year-old girl giving head to a 12-year-old boy at a swim meet. And he totally freaked out, man! Yeah! Yeah, man! Dude. Man, if you're not in the chat room, you might not want to be. If you are, you definitely don't want to be. Team Vivace, apparently this little story, song, combination, you know, conglomerate of whatever, has sparked an interesting conversation. People were talking about how old they were when they first received oral treats. And Team Vivace was checking in, I was 16, and she vomited on my lap when I busted nuts. Ugh. When I do these songs, I go off into a different world. I go off into a different land. I go away, far away, into a creative cloud in the sky. And I don't read your sick, fucking, disgusting chat about vomit that you received on your lap when you were 16. But no, when I come back, it's like, and that was the song, and what the fuck are you doing? Age 16 was a little teen that had one dream. He wanted to get ahead. He wanted it in the worst way. So this is what happened when he finally met his day. 16, he finally blows a load straight down some unlucky girl's throat. She had too much Mexican food or yogurt. I don't know why, but I guess it must have hurt. Cause she fucking puked on his lap. She fucking just crazy pooped on his hat. Puked on his lap, she puked on his behalf. He didn't know why, but he liked it and he started to collapse. And I'm Team Vivace on the Quiet Storm. Whoa, we have a movie spoiler alert. Star Wars, the ending, Anakin turns into Darth Vader. Thank you, Steve, for that fucking tidbit right there. Anakin Skywalker turns into Darth Vader. Be prepared. Ugh. Oh, yeah. The stupid... let's get Steve back on the line. We have to discuss some stuff here. We like to not leave any issues unresolved on the DJ New Style Show. Let's see what we can get going here. We gotta get Steve on the dial, son. I hope he picks up. I hope he's not playing WoW. World of Warcraft. Yeah, let's see here. Let's get Steve back on the line. We have to... Whoa! Kill the feed, son!
Yo, you didn't give me time.
Yo, dog, what's going on?
I can't multitask. I suck at multitasking.
Yo, the FCC took our sound clip away. Gotta tell you.
Which one?
Our Brewer sound clip. FCC took it away. We can't use it anymore.
FCC?
Yep.
I love that clip, dude.
That's the new one. It's the old Jimmy Rhodes clip.
I love that clip, dude.
That's it.
Wait. What are you talking about, FCC?
The FCC, man. They put the barrel on me.
When did this happen?
Just now, man. They just sent me an IM, man. They're like, yo, that's a copyrighted Brewer bit you're trying to play. So now we're left with this one.
Little pumpkins on my lap. Oh, yes.
I think it's even better, actually. I'm scared
of the FCC. Don't tell me that.
Whoa, wait, Steven, because you know, absolutely, goddamn you know, when you start going off on these rants, we need something of importance in the background, and here we go.
Oh, no.
All right, Steven, tell us about the FCC. Why are you scared of the FCC?
I don't know, they're like the ATF. They have all kinds of crazy control about crazy stuff.
What?
Control over my things, man.
Dude, you are breaking up. I don't understand it. Steven! No! Damn you! Steven, in case you missed it, Love is a Battlefield.
I didn't know that.
Oh, man, apparently when I start playing the song, Steven, we go through a little bit of what I like to call Stephen Hawkingism. I just totally bobbled the line.
I just bobbled the line.
Yeah, tell you
Don't worry about that one.
Yes. The entire FCC office uses instant messages.
VizHost.com! Be sure to check out VizHost.com if you want punishing circus pornography.
So the FCC just IMs you. It's like FCC operator 0421.
Yeah.
Stop using that clip or we will destroy you.
Absolutely.
Something.
FCC official with that. Yeah, dude, it's crazy.
I don't like that.
And the I in official was a 1. And the A was an at sign. And the O was a 0. So I think he was elite. I didn't want to fuck with him. He was totally elite, man. I didn't want to mess with him. He told me he had Wind Nuke. And he was going to totally get me.
He was going to DOS attack you.
LOL, I have Wind Nuke. Stop playing the Brewer bit. So you know what? I'm going to oblige. We have a Jimmy bit. We'll play that in the meantime. Steven, we will recover. We shall carry on.
I feel hurt.
Yeah. Did you listen? Did you hear all the phrases in Harlem?
I heard all of them.
Did you have a favorite, Steven?
I like the solicitation bit. I think that one was very good. Or the give me a dab.
Sammy, go.
Oh, the money
give
one.
Give me a dab. Yeah, because I think you should actually give him 25 cents and make him make change. Just be like, yo, do it quick. Why don't you give me back?
Can you spare a dime?
Absolutely not. Go get a jiggle.
I told you, give me a dime, nigga. You cheap ass motherfucker.
He is a cheap ass motherfucker.
You should not solicit money in Harlem. What's wrong with you? What's wrong with you?
Me?
Yeah, I was talking to AIDS patient Rob before he, bailed. And AIDS patient Rob is Brodor78 on AOL Instant Messenger. If you want to send him a quick note, let him know that he is loved. What you can do is...
send your support and send him a get well.
Yeah, give him an AZT thick shake. Maybe stir in some Bisquick. Why am I hearing myself, Steven?
Because you're loud.
Oh, I'm loud?
You're loud.
LOL, son.
LOL.
Alright, apparently you were, what were you, painting the office over there, huh?
Yes.
What, are you painting the office?
The office seems very, very nice indeed now. We've painted the walls a nice tingy color.
Hey, moly! hey, whitey! Yeah, so, Ace Patient Rock. Oh, what do we got with, sign?
Well, if anybody had missed, it sounded like Spick saying that he was, the only Spick in a white family, him and his daughter. So, very interesting background to sound expect.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, shit. Man, I just dropped a fucking bomb in my shitter, man. Then I hit the bong again. Okay, terrific. Yeah, some little nursery rhyme going wrong from Shotgun Red. We're so high right now. I'll just fucking do it.
Oh, you're gonna.
I'm gonna get a fine from Elite FCC.
I'm gonna be hanging
man.
Out here talking to myself. I'm gonna be like, yeah.
It was no, really, seriously. It was L33T FCC man.
Elite FCC man.
Yeah, on AOL. I don't know.
Came and pwned you.
He came and pwned. I got fucking pwned. We need a pwned sound effect.
Oh, I'll get one.
No, how does it? You say it, Steve. How does it go?
Pwned. I don't know.
Just pwned like that. It's pwned. Like no emotion.
No emotion.
You want to hear emotion?
Whatsoever.
Dude, I'll take a bet this to prove you I could.
I just a bet to prove you I could.
That's right. That is pure emotion.
Pwned. Pwned.
Fucking pwned.
Fucking pwned.
Yeah. See.
Pwnage.
Yeah, totally pwned.
That's sounds neat. Spick wondering why everyone is leaving.
Everybody's leaving because they have...
the black stuff. So this Spick now coming out with a papal apology for the on-air hijinks.
He's SS the one. JP the two did it, man. SS the one can do it.
SS Taiwan.
Why the hell is everybody leaving? I hope it's not the blast stuff. Yeah, it's definitely not the racism that you just, poured into the old room and filled up a kiddie pool full of racism. Just dove right in.
Spick, we know you're just filled with love.
He
it's
loves
hard to it's hard to show sometimes.
Lovin' is what he's got for niggers. He is a racist, but it's all right. We like
it's like in fifth grade when you like that girl and you pull on her hair and annoy her. Yeah, you know, it's like the same thing.
Yeah, you dip her.
That's all he's doing.
You dip her face in ink and you hold it in there until she can't breathe, and you know, and then you have to get rid of her somewhere in the woods.
Yeah.
What? Oh wait, oh
hey. Hey!
Hey now! Whoa! Whoa! You're going in uncharted territory, man! Calm down, man!
Oh, go easy. Into the night, little fella.
Yeah! These are the issues we need to address! There's actually one issue we need to address here.
That issue.
The issue is bad moves that you make that people make in general when picking up chicks.
Bad moves.
Just general things you can do that are just fucking awful. For example, you mean you want to get noticed. Because, you know, usually it's the guy that makes the move, right, Steven?
Yeah.
And some people say, you know, you can do any move, anything you want. You can be dressed anyway if you have, like, the right look, the right confidence. And I'm here to say that there are some things that are just definitely, you know, counter to that point.
I got one right off the bat.
I got one, too. What do you have?
One of mine that I kind of hate, like, that other gentlemen might do is going buy a drink for a lady and then, like, say, oh, and insist on having the same drink that he is having. Just be like, oh, you should have one of these. They're great.
Yeah.
And then, like, 2 hours later, this girl's, like, the first one, she's like, oh, yeah, they're good. And then the guy's like, oh, well, I got to keep buying you the same one. You know, just to be nice, though, she's doing it.
Yeah, but I think Silent Spick ironed that one out because he drinks nothing but rubbing alcohol and wine. And the girl tends to not order a second one.
Baby, let me get you a gallon of Leeds.
Would you like some isopropyl rubbing alcohol?
Yeah,
I drink it straight. It's beautiful. Put it on some rocks.
Do a couple shots of NyQuil with that.
Yeah, yeah. I drink some hairspray. Whatever's flammable. I don't care. Whatever had some form of an alcohol content. Acetone. There you go. Whoops.
Oh.
Sorry.
Oh.
Sorry,
ding,
buddy.
Ding, ding.
Can't do that either.
Ding, da, ding, dong, dong. There you go.
That's can't get out!
That's the inappropriate Russell. The unworthy Russell, maybe.
Yeah, that's what that'll be. Or maybe this. Yeah, okay, that sucked. Anyway. Fuck you. Yeah, DJ Hack style, that kid.
DJ Hack style.
Suck my ass. Yeah.
No, but what was your
Mine is the wink.
The wink.
The wink is the worst thing you can possibly ever do to try and get noticed by a girl. I don't care. Brad Pitt winks at a girl. Okay, maybe. Yeah, if Brad Pitt winks at a girl, it's still gonna be perceived as weird. No one fucking winks. Okay, Steve.
Well, maybe, but I could see it in movie star cases just to boost their, you know.
Maybe just to prove that they can do it.
Yeah,
Do you know what? Maybe if you went up to Brad Pitt and he goes, yo, I definitely don't think you can pick up a girl by winking, and then you'd hear.
Dude, I'll take a fat disapprove.
You could come right out. You would wink both eyes at him.
Yeah, he's such.
Go take a bet.
What is effectively blinking? He's winking both eyes at the same time. Yeah, actually, the wink is the worst because you know, like, if they don't respond to it, like, if you're not Brad Pitt and you wink, you're gonna be known as fucking the guy who winked. In their small circle of friends, you're gonna be known as Winky. They're gonna come up with a cute
Wink.
Nickname for you, and you'll be remembered as that guy forever. Even if they never see you again, they're married.
The guy who winked.
That's right, dude. If they don't even see you again, they're married. 30 years down the road, they have like 3 kids. They're you know, they're having a barbecue. All their friends are together, like first time in a few years. Someone someone sneezes and starts closing one eye. Like, oh my god, remember the Winky?
Oh my god, you totally liked Winky. No, I didn't. You're an asshole. Fuck you. I don't like it.
And then they just go off forever, man. And you're immortally known as Winky. And if they ever run into you again, they're just going to lose their shit right in front of you because you fucking winked. Winky is
have
the worst possible
this
move. No, I was having a discussion.
I have never winked. I know I have never, never, ever winked.
We were talking about this topic with one of my friends. He won't remain nameless because I don't want him to be called Winky. One of my friends...
Just call him Little Jimmy Rhodes.
It's not him. It's, RG is the initials, and you do not know him. Little RG.
Little RG.
Maybe he's a twin. I don't know. anyway...
I don't know what the hell you're talking
but,
about.
Yeah, someone does. Anyway. Yeah, and we were talking about, like, you know, shit that just does not work. He's like, yeah, I got the thing that works, though. Dude, I do this all the time. And I'm like, yeah, you know, maybe I'll just go up to a girl and, you know, just talk to her. And you can tell right away if she's not interested. Well, he goes, no, what I do, I stand across, I hold my beer, and I kind of just give her the wink. Like, gonk, wink. Like, and look in a general direction. And, I'm like,
and he said this worked?
And he kind of did it to demonstrate, and he kind of did it towards me, and I'm like, dude, that is the worst fucking move I've ever seen in my entire life. Dude, I can't even picture anything.
Maybe he just wanted to wink at you.
No, I saw him do it once. I saw him do it.
It in action?
I saw it in action after that, and he got eye contact with the girl, right? He actually got to the stage where there's eye contact, and he puts the beer bottle up. I knew he was going for the fucking wink because he put his arm in a right angle and kind of put it up by his chest, the beer bottle. He cocked his head and kind of like waited for eye contact, just stood there, and it didn't happen for a few seconds, so he looked like he was fucking posing. And then all of a sudden, boom, eye contact. Honk, wink. She made this fucking face like she saw her grandmother naked and enfilating an Eskimo. Okay, she made this the most surprised and horrified face. She turned around, and guess what? Guess who's proven right? Because the entire group of girls just started erupting in laughter. No one else knew, except him, that he was now Winky.
You're the guy who winked!
Winky!
I don't know, maybe,
I do know, I do
maybe
know.
He's
I
hoping
know
for that.
Method.
Oh, what's that?
It's called the 1% method. My friend told me this. I've never actually had the time to actually even try this.
Oh, okay.
It's, you know, you just hit on 100% of girls, and, you know, if your chances are 1%, which sucks, you're still going to get one.
Yeah, but what are you going to get, man? Seriously. That 1% in the bar.
Like I said.
This is stretched over time.
Like I said.
There's a definite depreciation in quality and quantity until it's that one reptilian girl in the back that not even the fucking...
Reptilian.
The mute fucking Mexican immigrant bartender wouldn't even touch. Man, I would not even fuck her. Dude, no one wants that girl. And you know what? Yeah, that theory will work, too. That'll work. You can fuck the sea beast in the back of Fridays.
Sea beast.
It's the worst, dude. You don't want to do that. That's awful.
Yeah, that's probably a pretty bad way too, actually. But I mean, it's a bad means to it.
You know what else might be bad? Introducing yourself as the new pope. Hi, my name is Benedict.
Oh, hey Ben.
The 16th new pope. Point to yourself. Snap and point. The snap and point is another move that has to go. Like
snap and point to yourself or to anybody else.
Anything. You point to anything. It's like, whoa! Right here.
And
hey,
you! It's the point, like, you know, like you have a handgun.
Like you're,
you know,
like
for
you're
a hand.
Forming
not
a
like,
pistol. Not,
yeah,
not like
not
you're
just pointing with your index finger. Just, you know, you gotta make the pistol.
Not like you're grabbing a mic and pointing out to a fan that's listening to you sing. Not like arm straight out. No. You're going straight down from the shoulder like you're going to be shooting a target, and your thumb is up, and your finger is out. After you've snapped, so you're like, yeah! Maybe like Rod Stewart might do that after he sings a ballad or something and hits a really high note.
I had a coworker very, very long ago who every day when he left would do some days, I guess if it was a bad sales day, he was a salesperson, he would do the single target and shoot. Take care, guys. You know, if it was a good sales day.
Take care, guys.
if it was a good sales day, he'd have his cool Oakleys on with his lanyard in the back of it. And he'd walk out like the Oakleys from 1989, mind you.
Like Macho Man Oakleys.
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Be sure to have a good day, brother.
Yeah, with like the hot pink and yellow frames and like the hot green lanyard in the back. And then he would walk out. Good day. They would be on before he even got out the door. And then he would do the double point and shoot. Have a great day, guys.
Yeah. Like Pomp and Circumstance comes on in the back. Like you're walking out WrestleMania.
Ooh, yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah, that guy has to go.
Yeah, he's got to leave. What about the double snapping point? That's probably as bad. Maybe it's a little bit better because it could be perceived that you're making fun of the snapping point.
Well, yeah. It all depends on your intent, I guess, at that point.
Yeah.
You have to make it obvious that
you know what? The guy that goes for the handshake with the girl he's trying to meet? The handshake guy? Hey, what's going on?
That's kind of weird. What is he, English or something?
Yeah. He's wearing a red coat. He just dismounted from his horse. His white horse with the braids and the mane.
Carrying a
right.
Big pole arm.
Hello. He takes off his white glove. Hello. Right. How are you? I just want to get to know you and probably stick you somewhere. Right.
He's got to talk all dirty because when he's on duty, he can't talk at all.
Why didn't we say this before? Team Vivace checking out with the, checking in with the Buddy Christ point from Dogma.
The Buddy Christ point is definitely
the wink and the hey, the Buddy
Christ. That's like the bow draw and double shot. Actually,
it's like
yes,
hey,
exactly.
You know,
hey,
hey, it's like that.
Hey.
That's what it is. It's the only hey I've got. I hope the FCC doesn't tell me to stop playing that, too.
C-Rock is going to sue you.
The FCC, you mean?
Well, them, too.
Yeah.
Hey, the FCC, how you doing? I'm so high right now.
Whoa, Steven, calm down. You know when we need that, we need this.
I'm just talking about this.
Oh, yes.
Huh.
Little pumpkins on my lap. Oh, yes.
Should little Jimmy Rose get another shot maybe on the next show to strike from the record? What was his question?
Wait. We gotta cut in here. Back up a little bit. Radio BBQ, Grillmaster Dan. He's the guy who runs the place. He said, I won my wife's love with the Heisman pose.
Nice.
The Heisman pose, that's... If you could do that, that's good. But you know what? I would rather see my friends do the Heisman pose than the fucking wink. Because now, if someone in your group does the wink, you're that guy that was with Winky. Like, they're going to remember that scene forever. So if they ever see, you look kind of familiar. Winky's friend!
Actually, you know who's Winky's friend actually is? The other guy who does another really bad thing.
Oh, who's that?
This is the guy who comes with Winky as a wingman. You know, the very poor wingman.
Yes.
He will go and sit next to the girl and then cross his legs like a woman.
Oh, that's
that
the
is
worst.
Definitely
And you know what? Maybe he'll when he introduces himself, he'll pat his chest like this. Hi, I'm Steve. With the palm of his hand. Hi, Steve. What's your name? I'm Steve. Hi. Winking all the while, like winking other eye, like each, like alternating each eye winking. Steve. Like he's a fucking mental case, just hopped out of a sewer, like Woodrow. Little TV sets going off inside my ear. Oh, man. Good time, Steve. Yeah, fucking,
Good times, yeah, I got that one wrong.
Ugh.
Ugh.
You stink. There's a ton of bad moves that guys are really doing out there.
Yeah, bad moves.
Like, what else is there, Steve? It's the buy a stranger a drink when they ask for it. Like, a girl will come up to you every now and then. If she thinks she's...
Stranger girl or just like...
Stranger girl comes up to you. She goes, hey, I was wondering, you know, what's going on? How about you buy me a drink? You know, we'll talk. Yeah. girls will try that when they think they have an edge on you. This happened to little Jimmy Rhodes once. And, you know, he got roped in. Little Jimmy Rhodes got roped in. This
girl, and then, like,
this
did her,
really,
her
really
husband come and sit down on the other side of her?
No, I got another story about that. But this fucking... Nah, that was a different guy. That was Slick. You don't know Slick, though. But little Jimmy Rhodes, you know, this girl was very, very attractive. She was a very pretty girl. And she starts talking to him for, like, 2 seconds. And is like, hey, how about you buy me a drink? And so Jimmy's like, okay, I'll buy a drink. And then they give him the drink, and he's like this. Oh, shit.
How much shit can we throw into a soft drink beverage?
After Jim is done being, like, awestruck by God talking to a girl, this is the first thing he'll say.
How much shit can we throw into a soft drink beverage?
Soft drink beverage.
That's when Jim goes to the intelligent routine.
Yeah, exactly. And he's like, stupidity plus one equals tornado. Ken said it was cool. It really is, though. But anyway, so this girl took him, basically. Like, you know, she saw that this is a guy that I would not do ever because he's willing to buy me a drink. And he bought the girl a drink, and then all of a sudden, the lone girl, like the lone wolf on a fucking snow-covered hill, is accompanied by the rest of the pack. They all start coming in now. Oh, how about some drinks for my friends?
It was the procession of the gaggle of Gash.
Oh, my God, and they were all awful. And they knew the drill.
Awful.
They knew the drill. Jimmy's buying him drinks, all of them now, because he got roped in.
Oh.
How about my friends? Oh, thanks for the drinks, but my friends are thirsty, too. And now we're doing the awkward, like, hang-around. Like, they're like, yeah, we're her friends, and he's your friends, and now we have to pretend that we're talking to each other. And I'm like, hey, we're so, So I'm like... So I'm like this.
Hey.
And it doesn't work, and I can tell she's just looking off the distance. Hi. So I'm like, okay, Jimmy, you just completely fucked up. And now we gotta bail him out, because I think the drinks were totaling up to like fucking $50. And Jimmy had done his share of drinking that night as well. So I mean, it was a hefty tab. We chipped in for him. We felt really bad. And you know, so that is seriously just like the point where you say, you know what, don't fucking buy any drinks. Don't buy any drinks. That's the key, Steve. Never buy drinks.
They're never alone.
They never are. No girl is going out to a bar alone. Oh, wait a minute, hold on. Some are. No girl would ever really go out to a bar alone. Ever. And if they appear alone, believe me, they're hiding behind the pines, ready to strike you, because you're the fatted pig that's going to give them trichinosis and fucking kill them.
Well, usually... Oh, God. Usually they work like, you know, pack hounds, and they feed on a couple different subjects.
Yeah.
And, like, be like, oh, this guy's not cool. And then, like, swing over, you know, other side of the bar. To the guy who's blocked from the view around the corner.
Yeah.
Damn succubus.
Absolutely, man. So, you know, we made a rule, a kind of guy code rule. No buying drinks. I mean, unless it's like, you know, it's like the fucking...
Supermodel.
The end. The end of the game, you know. And you want to go, you know, you can go for one and...
You just want
to tie it up. And
if you're putting
say,
them over the line.
That's right. You could say, I'm going for one, and you know I'm going to tie the game up, and I'm still going to go to the playoffs. Or you could say, you know what? I'm going for two. I'm
that's
buying
what I
the
would
drink.
Say.
I'm buying the drink.
Go for two, man.
This is going to... If I don't get this right, I'm completely lost. There's no way I can redeem myself. I'm going for two, because I'm going to go home with a number. I'm going to get at least a number with this fucking drink. At least. And you know what? 9 times out of 10, man, it's better off to go with one. Go with one. No drinks. Because they all go out there. They're like, they don't even bring money. They're like, I'm pretty enough. I'll get drinks. I'll just get a drink and they'll buy it. Because they think I'm hot. No. Sorry. Now I sound like fucking Tom Likas. What you need to do is realize that women, they're bitches. Tom Likas show. Yeah.
See, that's why you just stand in the middle of the dance floor and just feel up all the chicks, and you never have to go to the bar and buy them drinks.
Engage in some frottage.
Hey, but hey, why not?
What was that? What'd you just say?
I said, why not? Why not?
Hey.
That's right below the other sound. I'm a hack, everybody. I'm a hack. Yeah, I have a song that I can play right now, that I'm going to play right now, called Your Ugly Friend. Should I do it live, or should I play the recording?
Do it live.
Live, man. I want to hear some new stuff.
Yo, I want to hear some new live stuff, man.
Freebird, man!
Don't forget the good times.
Alright, this is a song called Your Ugly Friend. There she is, across from me, the prettiest girl I've ever seen. But next to her is my only chance, 'cause I don't wanna talk and I don't wanna dance. I wanna have sex with your ugly friend, just to get a little closer to you. I had sex with your ugly friend, show her how good I can be for you. Because I don't know you, and you don't even care about me, your friend and me, just part of my perfect plan, you see. So go ahead, ignore me, but in the morning she'll call you and you'll see. If I get you, it'll be well worth a night of sex with that ugly monstrosity. I had sex with your ugly friend, sex with your ugly friend, a face like a bear's rear end. Sex with your ugly friend, sex with your ugly friend.
Right. 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 Have you perpetrated that offense?
What offense?
The one you just
talked
about.
Oh, the sex with your ugly friend? No, I have not. It just seems like the obvious move. The obvious move is to move in on the ugly friend. But you know what? It's all played out now. They all know about this theory because fucking guys are talking about it and they're letting it out, man. They ruined it.
I don't know. That was never my theory. My theory was to go, you know, start with the hottest.
No, man. That's the obvious move. Think about this. Like 5 years ago when it was...
Of course it's obvious.
It's the obvious move. You're not going to bang the fat girl. You're not going to... You're gonna wear them down.
No.
This is how it is, man. It's the ugly friend theory. You've never heard of this theory.
I've heard of the theory. It just doesn't seem to be right to me. I don't see how it works.
It's kind of like there's a caste system going on with the women. There is. There's the upper class.
Welcome to my hot friends, and then welcome to my ugly friends.
There's the upper class, the middle class, and then like the lower class, the serfs, the peons,
the ugly serfs,
the peasants, the ugly friends, right?
Ugly fat girl serfs.
Pictures. Every group has members from each fucking class, caste, whatever.
Okay.
The upper class is like the hottest girls in the group, right? Their whole fucking purpose is to get attention. That's the underlying thing about fucking women, okay? They want attention. I mean, the upper class, they're not exactly supermodels, okay? It just depends on the rest of the group. Like, the rest of the group may be, like, at a 5, average. So that means, like, the hottest girls may be a 7, you know? It just depends that the upper class is the hottest girl in the group, okay? And it's kind of like the middle class is trying so hard to become the hot girl. Like, they want to vote the hot girl out
and
of
then
the
like, And then the low class, they just know their place.
That's right. Like, and the low class, they're the ugly friend. They're the ones that are called up by, like, the more attractive friends when the more attractive friends decide their attention tank is getting low. They decide, you know what? My theory is, I'll make myself look better by getting a fucking troll for a friend and then going out to bars. They'll see the troll and they'll see me and they're like, hey, not half bad. So that's how that works, right? But you can defuse that theory, right? Well, you used to be able to, but now they're on to you. So, like, they bring this troll out because they know no guy wants to fuck the troll. No guy wants
devious.
To.
They're devious.
That's right. And then they try and make themselves look better.
That's right.
That's absolutely right.
Well, that's like an animal thing. The animals do that shit.
That's right. Well, they ain't nothing but mammals, son.
Yeah, well, that's why I had to start with the hot one.
No, now you have no leverage.
I'm sorry.
Dude, attention is your leverage. Attention is your leverage. The whole reason they're bringing the ugly friend out is because they want more attention. You get it? So now, if you give attention to the ugly friend...
No, but I'll just give the hot girl the attention.
She doesn't want it from you.
Well, then she can get her hot, ugly friend out of there because I won't talk to either of them. Screw it. And besides, if the hottest girl in the group is a 7, I'll just bypass in that group anyway.
Wow, you're going for nothing but 10, Steve?
No. I mean, 8. You know, 8 to 9.
See, the average fella in the
but
old...
I mean, like, if a 7 comes... I mean, 7s and 6s are okay depending on personality, you know. I you know, I am shallow, but, you know, I am deep, too. It just all depends.
No, man. Just you think about it this way. The average... Like, you see the hottest girl in the club, right?
Yeah, but there's a drama factor when, like, you know, one friend comes over, okay, she came with a friend. When two friends come over, you're like, no. There's, you know...
That's the best time to strike. I will say... Oh. I will submit that is the best time to strike. You talk to that ugly friend like she's the hottest thing since fucking sliced bread. You talk to her, you give her all the attention you can, these other girls are fucking hating you. They're hating her, they're hating you, they brought her out so they can look even better, and now she's soaking up all the fucking attention.
Oh, no.
They don't want you. They don't want you, but they want attention.
You gotta rework your theory then. It's the jealousy factor and not the attention factor.
It's the thirst for attention, and they're jealous when they're not getting it, when someone else is.
Well, yeah.
Hey, yeah. Say, you know. And Team Vivace is throwing in another clause here. And if you fail to like shift your focus back on the hot girl when she's thirsty for attention, you can just still bang the fucking awful troll that you were trying to work your way up. Someone actually called this the female footstool theory.
You gotta work your way up from somewhere.
That's it.
Otherwise known as the small steps theory.
That's it.
Kind of like evolution.
Yeah, that's right. You start out with the half fish, half like two armed thing that crawls out of the water. Slowly
the thing that just got out of the water.
That's right. The classic evolution, you know, animation sequence. It's the thing with like a mermaid fin and like a fish face with two arms.
Dog hair.
And she apparently likes anything you'll give her. Like here's a
give
drink.
Her like a macaroni necklace.
Either that or like you're like, here, let me get you a drink. You get her water.
That's hot.
Have some water. It's lovely. Ooh, water.
It's healthy.
Water. Hey now.
Hey. Ooh.
Oh, wait. Hold on. I'm listening.
Hold. What, there's some other bad moves.
Hey. Hey.
Whoa.
There are some other bad moves. I mean, there's a ton of bad moves. Right now, the bad move is trying the ugly friend theory. It does not work now. They're on to you. At one point, they're like, why is he talking to the ugly girl? I'm here in my fucking best clothes. I'm looking the best I can. I got her to ensure that I'm... Why is he... And then he's like, oh, good. Now he's talking to me. Fuck you, you ugly fat bitch. I'm talking to him now. And he could be a fucking douchebag with a fucking, you know, burn scars. But now it's over, Johnny. They're on to you. It's like the stock market, man. We all had that period, and then the bubble burst, and now it's all over. The ugly friend theory bubble burst. It was working for a while.
Well, I guess like you know, if I just stick to my theory, it's working out now.
Yeah. You know what?
I'll just bypass the ugly. I've always been bypassing the ugly girl. So anybody who subscribed to that theory lost out by talking to ugly chicks. Sorry, guys.
Man, I'm telling you.
Sorry.
I'm telling you, man. I hate you, man. Hey, I'm so high right now.
Yeah, well,
FCC. Ooh, hey.
Hey.
Oh, what was that?
Hold on. The doorbells are on.
Oh, we can't do that either.
Hounds will get them. I had Morgan stop by the other day.
What happened?
I had Morgan stop by the other day.
Oh, I read something on Something Awful. When this guy on the forums, this guy's like, dude, I see Mormons walking down the street with their pamphlets. What should I do? Okay? He's asking for suggestions, what he could do to disturb the Mormons. And apparently he has this massive setup, I guess, where he has, like, you know, all his consoles and emulators wired into his TV. And so he invited them in. He goes, "If you don't mind, I'm going to continue about my business while you do this." He started playing Pong. He's like, "You know what? I'll listen to you and I'll read one of your pamphlets if you can beat me at Pong." So he starts playing Pong with the Mormon guy. He's like, "Oh, 10:30. Guess what time it is?" Hits the DVD player. "Ah! Yeah!" Fucking hardcore pornography. The Mormon guy fucking ran out.
That's awesome.
What kind of conversation did you have with the Mormon guy? Did you speak to the Mormon guy?
No, I dodged. There was two of them.
He dodged me.
They left a little pamphlet in my door. I'm like, oh.
Dum-dum-dum-dum-dum.
I'm going to avoid you two. Sorry, guys. But they were
John Smith was a prophet. Dum-dum-dum-dum-dum.
Kind of like clones to me. There were like these two redhead kids walking away with like the exact same clothes with the same book bag. And
like my dad always says, you reap what you sow.
Children of the corn, man. Craziness. Wow.
I don't know where they come from.
It's
out west somewhere. Something crazy. Somewhere nuts. Like Mexico.
You know who was Mormon? You know who?
The Osmonds. That's all
Napoleon
I know.
Dynamite.
Nice.
He was a Mormon. It's all about Mormonism, that movie, if in case you didn't know.
I've actually missed it. I've never seen it.
He asks the questions that every Mormon wants to know, such as...
Do the chickens have large talons?
Every Mormon wants to know that. Also...
Do you already know what you're going to say?
That's what they answer you with. They throw you off guard. And then they say...
Pedro offers you his protection.
And then they hand you a pamphlet. And you're like, wow. Who's Pedro? Who's Pedro? And you're like...
Gosh!
Gosh, don't you guys know?
How's it going?
Oh, yeah, it's going all right, you know.
Is Pedro there?
Well, what do you mean, Pedro? I don't know any Pedro.
Pedro offers you his protection.
What's this fucking pamphlet for, man? What am I going to do with this fucking thing?
Do you already know what you're going to say?
Get the fuck out of my house.
How's your neck?
My neck? My neck's fine.
Who's the only one here who knows the illegal ninja moves from the government?
Hope me.
Oh, I do.
Yeah, I do, too. Apparently, I can't talk about that because the FCC's on my ass. Robin. Robin.
Don't give anything away.
Yeah.
They want to shut me down. They're listening closely.
That's right, man. They know what's going down on the DJ New Style Show. We're going overboard, you know. It's 12:30. I don't care.
Overboard.
Dan, Grillmaster Dan said it's okay. The Grillmaster, Dan Wright. Not Hairless Dan. The Grillmaster Dan.
What kind of grill? George Foreman grill?
You're right.
Oh. Okay. I am. I know I'm right. I'm always right.
Yeah.
Did you know about the nanomachines? They're making nanomachines that can do anything.
Steve, do you remember ever talking to me on the show?
Do I remember?
Dude, every show I think you say, do you remember nanomachines? I'm so high right now! No, what about the nanomachines?
No, but in conjunction with that, you know, Friday the 13th Doomsday cube of doom that they made over at Cornell.
Mm-hmm. Self-replicating robots, which we learned all
basically
about. Wait, hold on, Steve.
Get the smart music.
Jesus Christ, what are you doing to us here, Steve?
I'm faster than light.
What's that?
I'm multitasking.
You are a multitasker, Steve, and you know what? I'm just going to have to go with this one. Okay, go ahead. You're on.
Okay, well, there was a study done in the 1980s by NASA.
Okay.
Who does love themselves. That's the American government. But they did a study that they could actually make machines that'll go out there and just, you know, start, you know, replicating themselves and strip mining everything and just build themselves again and then make more. And then basically, I don't know if you didn't know anything about physics, but, like, basically they had unlimited mass manipulation. They could just, like, you know, go out and just, like, shoot this crap at the moon. They'll just start, like, strip mining the moon and, like, turn it into, like, you know, a space station.
Awesome. I say let's go.
And they said they said back in the 80s that they had the technology ready to do it.
Back in the 80s they had this. You know what else they had in the 80s? Cokeheads. That's why they have all this fucking technology from the 80s. Every new piece of technology, everybody's like, dude, they had that in the 80s. It's because everybody was on fucking cocaine. Goddamn yuppie douchebags sitting up in an apartment all night doing coke.
Yeah, what is with that? Stupid people.
Fucking cokeheads.
I was like, our president, don't make fun of him, leave him alone.
Don't fucking make fun of George W.
He had his rough times, haven't we all?
I don't know, Steve. Have we had any rough times?
No. Well, just, you know, Asian girlfriend rough times. That's about it.
That's over and done with. Blah, blah, blah.
That's the first step to being a total and complete loser.
Asian girlfriend. Now, what was Silence Big's answer?
Be black.
Oh, you have to be black or associate with black. It's not just being black to him.
If you have ever touched a black person,
if you've ever seen one, you're a complete failure.
If you've ever seen a picture of a black person,
I have a picture of Martin Luther King in my closet. Like, hung up in my closet.
In the back or in the front?
On the door.
Oh, nice. That's very, reminiscent of you.
I'm not even joking. One bit. Okay.
I bet you're not. I have a picture.
You know what? You want to see it? You'll have to break in and then feel bad that you got the wrong house.
Oh, great. I have a picture of a kid picking a wedgie, actually. That's what I have hanging in my room.
Yeah, a kid picking a wedgie.
Yeah, it's great.
That's really going to scare some people off.
Yeah, well, you know. I got a bat, too.
Silence Pick called me a failure because I have that pic. So we were right. It's any picture of a black man. If you've seen a picture of a black person, apparently you're a failure. Silence Pick.
You own a
from
silencepick.com. I guess I'm a failure too. I got a picture with Willie Mays.
You have a picture with Willie Mays?
Hell yeah, and Bob Costas.
Fuck, who cares? It's Bob Costas.
Well, they're both in the picture. He kind of, like, snuck in. I'm like, no.
That fucking prick.
He's like, hey. He's, like, waving.
Oh, hey. Hey, it's a camera, and I'm going to get into it because I'm Bob Costas. And yeah, I suck cock. Fucking Bob
Costas. Like,
how did he horn his way in on baseball? What a fucking shithead. I hate him.
Yeah, I don't really, you know, whatever.
Whatever, man.
Willie Mays was cool, but I guess I'm a failure.
Bob Costas is the baseball what you are to anti-drug programs.
Yeah, pretty much.
Nothing to do with each other. You know who sent this one in?
I am a DARE graduate.
Yeah, everybody is, dude. Did they pass around the briefcase in your class?
What? No, they never showed us anything.
We didn't have.
But do you know the statistic that 68% of DARE graduates go on to do drugs? So it was actually more deficient than beneficial.
I mean, you know about the briefcase, right?
Well, yeah, they pass it around and have, like, drugs in it.
I never got this briefcase. Apparently you never did either. We're in a very suburban area, right?
Oh, yeah. It's, like, from a movie, suburbia.
Now, why is it that anybody in a fucking urban area where drugs are readily available, why do they actually see what they're going to end up craving in a year? So now they know what to look for.
Like anything.
They can buy it at a fucking bodega, like 20 yards from their house now.
Yeah, the worst thing is making stuff illegal and, like, tempting people with stuff and saying, oh, this is illegal. You know, like, you know, fishing without a license. You know, I want to fish. I don't want to get a license. Like, screw you.
Uh-oh, like, Silent Spig is spewing out Star Wars 3 spoilers. The only reason Star Wars 3 was number one is because they killed the nigga. Samuel L. Jackson.
Samuel.
Oh, we can't play the Samuel L. Jackson clips anymore either. FCC. FCC. Regulations. Wow. It's really cracking down, man. Cracking down. Crack-a-lacking.
So what's the deal? Like, if something's really famous, like, they come in and say, you know, can't do this. But if it's not really famous, but it's from somewhere else, they're like, yeah, that's okay. We don't really know what the hell that is.
So mainly if it's someone else. That's pretty much it. If it's from someone else, then you can't do it. You know what I'm getting out there, FCC? EliteFCC at AOL.com.
Feel free to send them a message.
Yeah. But user submissions and things that were cut from DJ New Style Audio, I will play with great abandon.
Reckless abandon? Great abandon?
Great and reckless.
Whatever kind of abandon you choose.
Hey!
Yeah! CRockRadio.com.
Me coughing. No, I'm sorry. Excuse me.
Dr. Rabbit.
Dr. Rabbit. Where are you, Dr. Rabbit?
This is the part of the show where we just click random sound clips on the DJ New Style show.
I like your flow.
It is all the way up you. Fuck. It is all the way up you. Fuck.
I'm trying to think of some...
I don't sing.
Some good Jimmy Rhodes times, like going to the shore when he just totally would blurt out phonetics that aren't actually in phonetics that we learn as English-speaking people.
You know those things that you put in your hand that you squeeze? You know, to make your muscles bigger?
That's the best Jimmy Rhodes quote ever. Old Jimmy Rhodes. Wait, let's just hear that again for, you know, fun.
You know those things that you put in your hand that you squeeze? No, to make your muscles bigger?
Yes, they're called your balls.
If Jimmy ever learns anything and gets that question right and drops the sound effect, the other one, that you can feel free to play, you just have to replace that one with the flexing little Jimmy's muscles. I'm a bad caller.
That's what I'm saying. Someone's bringing up a Don and Mike reference. Actually, Craig Coleman is from the CraigColemanShow.com.
Uh-oh.
He's saying, can Frida call in next? Frida, I guess, is the wife of one of them. I don't really know. And whenever she calls in, it sucks. So I guess he's telling you
okay.
You suck. But you know what, Steve?
Just rip into me a little more.
It's all right.
I mean, what did I ever do to you?
We've done damn near 3 hours of radio tonight.
God, I'm tired, man.
Oh, no, not at all. No,
he loves me.
He loves you.
Craig Coleman, this in from the chat. If you, we have a new listener. His name is Craig Coleman.
He's not no dude. He's been around.
We got a new
I remember I actually... Oh, yeah, I can't play that either. FCC, you know? I got a song, actually. I called up Craig Coleman once on the show when in my earlier times, and I was going to try and prank him, I guess. I don't know, because apparently I had some listeners that were at odds with Craig. They didn't like him at all, and I was going to try and make them laugh because I had nothing like I usually do, like now. pretty much.
You're doing a hack job and trying to hack your way out of it.
I was trying to just appease the few listeners I had and... you know, go with what they're telling me. Hey, Craig's a dick, man. I called him up, man, and now he calls me all the time. And he comes over, and he does things to me. Hairless Dan, fucking that kid. Apparently, he harassed fucking Craig Coleman so much that Craig retaliated or whatever, or made a fool of him in the fucking thing there on the show. And Dan didn't like it. So apparently, Hairless Dan was one of the listeners. You know. I had to go after Craig, yeah. And I can't find the fucking clip. I suck.
Well, I'm sure it was a terrible rip into.
It was awful, and I think it would fit in right here because I am bombing. Oh, here it is. This is a message I left on his voicemail.
Craig Coleman.
Wait. It's before we get into that, it's entitled DJ New Style Stuttering Like a Tool. That's the file he named it and sent it to me like right after, and he says you were a big hit on the show last night. I'm like, oh, thanks. So he played it for all his fucking hundreds of listeners. Here we go.
Craig Coleman, how are you? This is DJ New Style here. Just checking with your show. I heard you had a rather good show, and I wanted to interview you live on the air. A little bit of a stutterer. please get back to me. You can check out the old instant messenger. That's DJ NEWSTYLEE. I hope to hook up with you sometime in the future. Thank you, and suck my cock.
Yeah.
That was you?
That was me. Hey, Craig, it's DJ Newstyle. I'm really putting on the fucking voice. To try and be wacky. But, dude, have you ever heard the fucking, what the hell was it? The Jerry Seinfeld, I'm telling you this for the last time, comedy bit?
I don't think so.
Oh, man, I wish I had this queued up, but I have it. I actually have it, and Craig
the
Coleman...
The FCC is knocking at your door.
No, they'll let me play that. Just anything that happened to have been played on a certain show, I can't.
Gotcha.
I'm getting the green light, or the red light, whatever. Fuck you. But I have this thing here, and I wish I queued it up. I don't know exactly what time it happened, but there is, Craig Coleman is in this. He made the CD. He heckled Jerry Seinfeld when he was an intern for Don and Mike, and I had no idea this was him. I had listened to this thing since like 99 or 2000, whenever I first downloaded it. I listened to it, and it was in my steady loop. I memorized it at one time. And there's a point where someone goes, Don and Mike Jerry! He's like, I'm sorry, but I don't understand you. Don and Mike Jerry! I was right the first time. So he says it's at like the 30-minute mark. I'm going to try and get there.
You yet. Why don't you go back in your little office? I'll be in a minute. And get your pants off.
I don't know. Is it after this bit or
we'll
what?
We'll see what's what. Why does the doctor need that little office for anyway?
Yeah.
You know, his books, little stupid aquarium.
What's the deal with airplanes?
He doesn't want people to see him looking stuff up. What the hell was that?
At the 30-minute mark, Christ. Exactly almost. Okay.
That was kind of gross.
We're going to go to the 30-minute mark.
That wasn't the tube or the circle. I'll lick them all, put them all back in.
This is hack radio finest.
Yeah, two can play at this waiting game. Just once I'd like to say to the doctor, you know what? I'm not ready for you yet. Why don't you go back in your little office? I'll be in a minute. And get your pants off.
All right.
Then we'll see what's what.
He says it's when he's talking about cows and milk and... There's your goddamn day right there! Something like that. I don't know. I don't know when the fuck that is anymore. It's been a while since I've listened to Steven. Are you still with us?
I'm still here. I was just waiting for that intense.
It's gonna bit. Bomb. I mean, I'm setting it up way too much, but this is Craig Coleman when I find it.
Engaged about 10 or so years ago. Didn't want to get married. That was the only. We're just walking around, looking around. This is the only natural inclination of man. No, he's not. Lasting. When do I... Now it's a race against the clock with the expiration date.
Oh, okay.
I think you're
close. Can see what happens to people. When they're walking up to the supermarket, they really have a whole sense of purpose.
Yeah.
I'm going to get
we'll,
this. I'm
we'll leave
get
that on in the background. I don't give a shit.
Get out of here and get right back to my normal life.
See, wow, he sounds really fast. Later, just... Low volume.
It's crazy.
Bomb of shows.
Yeah, the atomic bomb of shows.
The DJ New Jusacki
what
show.
What is this?
It might be coming up
why
soon.
I come up here? Oh, he's noticing something
I
new.
I don't fucking know, dude. This
oh,
sucks.
I'm in mesquite flavor now.
Is he talking about
what is mesquite?
Yes, he is. No, he's talking about like.
I wonder if it's made from mosquitoes.
He's talking about shit that he sees in the supermarket.
There's plenty of shit that's in the
produce section. I always find very challenging. There's always some special thing you're supposed to know, you know, about each fruit.
All right, Jerry.
It's in development.
I think
in
Jerry
the laboratories with, you know, gene. Ah, there it is. There's the milk. Do we have
milk?
Any milk? People are never really sure if they have milk.
Yeah, this
I think
is bad.
Milk. We might have.
Very calm and taking it. This is
I know
bad
there's a carton
stuff.
In there. He's I don't know right. How much is in.
That whole show is about the soup nuts.
Because you want to be sure. There's nothing worse than thinking you have milk and not having it. You know, you got the bowl set up, the cereal, the spoon, the napkin, the TV, the newspaper, everything's ready to go. You go to lift up the carton and it's too light. Huh? Ah.
Too light.
Oh, no!
Too light.
Or sometimes you think you need milk. Hey, we better pick up some milk.
God damn it, this is awful.
Like many of you are thinking right now. You know, he's right. Maybe we should pick up some milk.
To think Bob Saget didn't.
So you'll pick up some milk on the way home. And then you'll discover you already had milk. And now you got way too much milk. That's no good either. Now it's a race against the clock with the expiration date. That freaky thing. Now you're eating giant punch bowls of cereal, 3 meals a day.
Giant punch bowls. You got a lot of milk.
You're washing your face with milk. Bringing cats in from all over the neighborhood. Hurry up and drink it. Come on, it's almost time.
It's almost time. Go on, hurry up and drink it.
I guess I liked everybody else on that show.
Yeah, he's the worst actor.
He was the worst one on the show, I guess. Yeah, I think he was. Yeah, he was the worst one.
Get back over here. Yeah. How do they know that that is the definite exact day? You know, they don't say like it's in the vicinity, give or take, roughly. They brand it right into the side of the cart, and then the. That's your goddamn day right there. Oh, don't screw with us. We know what day
it's coming
is,
up
the final
soon.
Day. And then it is so old. You ever have milk the day after the day? Scares the hell out of you, doesn't it?
This is horrendous.
This is bad. This makes this show look so much better. This is the ugly friend for this show.
It is.
I'm taking a big chance.
DJ New Style Show, subscribe to the ugly Jerry Seinfeld theory right now.
the formula for Jerry Seinfeld. Say something from your childhood. Speak about it, and then do a caricature of yourself with a really high voice. I don't know if I can handle it. Oh my god, it's crazy. Ugh. Yeah. Here we go.
What does it smell like? Smell like milk to me. I don't know how they're so definite, though. Maybe the cows tip them off when they're milking them. July 3rd.
I want to break in here and say Curb Your Enthusiasm rocks. It does.
Yeah, Team Vivace saying Larry David shouldn't have been an actor.
I think I don't
way
like
better the, than Seinfeld, man.
Dude, I don't like the big fat guy in the show. I think he's a nobody.
You always need the big fat guy. It's the ugly friend syndrome working on Curb Your Enthusiasm to make Larry Vivace. David himself look better.
That's right, team. Just like I'm doing with Jerry Seinfeld. When DJ's bombing, all he needs to do is play some Seinfeld to remind him exactly what bad really is.
Yeah, just ugly see. Friend theory.
Let's see if we can find that Craig Coleman clip. Yeah.
I didn't understand you, sir.
John and Mike, Jerry!
No, I was right the first time.
Do that again.
Milking him.
John and Mike, Jerry!
I didn't understand you, sir. I was right the first time.
Yeah, Jerry Seinfeld. That was Craig Coleman heckling Jerry Seinfeld, and he responded to him. Oh my god, I got a heckler.
Oh,
up
what's
here.
Going on? I don't know.
He's referring to us.
Oh my god, I actually have a heck.
What?
Is it really that bad? Oh my god.
I'm getting heckled and I don't know what to do about it. I'm just.
What
gonna,
is it when I bomb?
I'm gonna tell him that I'm right the
he
first
says.
Time.
Don and Mike, Jerry!
Don and Mike, Jerry!
Oh, he said he did it a third time? Oh, he does? Shit, I gotta find that again.
I gotta continue.
God damn it.
I
hate you. Fucking suck.
Go back and continue.
I was,
No, you have to go back.
I got engaged about. Hi, a friend of mine is going first. You must wait in the waiting room.
Yeah, fucked up already.
Where are you going?
Now this guy, no face, mouth open. This is how drug companies see the public.
I lost it already because I stopped it.
I can't believe I paid for this guy.
Why don't you stop
it?
Oh, he goes, oh, that's it. No, that's it right there.
Out of here, doesn't it? His spoon is trembling as it comes out of the bowl. Screw with us. We know what day is the final day. And then it is so over. You ever had milk the day after the day?
Shut up, Jerry Seinfeld.
Maybe the cows tip him off when they're milking him.
You totally suck.
July 3rd.
Is the day we're going to shoot you.
Jesus Christ.
Stop sucking.
CraigColemanShow.com.
Oh, what?
I didn't understand you, sir.
I didn't understand what?
Jerry!
CraigColemanShow in quotes.com.
No, I was right the first time.
No, I was right the first time. Oh,
I don't understand you.
I don't understand.
Well, thank you, sir. Whatever that was.
Jerry! I missed that third one.
I didn't understand you, sir.
Show in quotes?
Mike, Jerry!
Show in quotes?
No, I was right the first time.
Okay, come on, sir, back up.
I don't understand you. Well, thank you, sir, whatever that was.
Jerry!
I can't believe I paid for this guy to be here. Yeah, yeah. Well, we got the Three Stooges here, looks like.
Baba Booey, someone fucking screams out.
Anyway, those of you that are following
along
with
the act. Those
that
are still listening to me.
Yeah.
Oh, how did I know what he was going to say?
To me, the only thing tougher than the supermarket...
I was going to still following the act, hey.
The only thing tougher than the supermarket is this audience, because they're laughing at everybody in the audience.
I wondered if... I was wondering if Craig... I didn't know that this was someone I'd eventually come into contact with, but I always wondered if the guy got kicked out. Because, like, he didn't let up. He just kept going. Hello?
Did he get kicked out?
That's what I'm wondering. We're waiting for Craig Coleman.
Craig Coleman, check in, please.
Did you get escorted out? And who the fuck was the Baba Booey guy? Was that a guy with you? Because I know that has nothing to do with the Don and Mike show, which you were a part of at that point. I don't know if you were in an internship at that point or if you were just a part of the show, because you were at one point, both of those. If he's still... Oh, hell yeah. Kevin Mooney. Kevin Mooney pointed me out in the crowd. He got escorted out. Nice.
And Seinfeld's men came and used one of those Men in Black flasher things and said it was a good show.
Yeah. See, did you get roughed up? I was wondering if Craig Coleman got roughed up.
Roughed up by Seinfeld security guards.
What are you doing screaming in the crowd? I'm trying to talk about cows and milk and cereal.
What's a funny show?
What's the deal with Don and Mike?
All right, anyway. Yeah, Seinfeld.
He says the cops had a good laugh. I guess the cops don't usually have a good laugh when they're, you know, beating the shit out of you. Well, wait. Craig Coleman is a black man. No, he's not. No, he's not. I can't even ring the bell either.
Nope.
That's something metal that I'll flick.
Yeah, flick the metal thing.
I'll flick a metal thing. That's right.
Make metal reverberate.
Cause,
that's fine. That's fine.
It's all right, man. Hey, we'll have our sounds back. We will have sounds back. I assure you that. I promise you that. Yeah.
Just go deeper, deeper underground. That's 50 right. Miles below the Earth's surface.
Gosh.
You guys.
I don't feel very good.
I get this picture of the Cosby and like Jerry Seinfeld heckler.
Did he?
I'd like to see Jerry Seinfeld do a stand-up versus the guy from Bob Saget, that guy.
He was awesome when he did stand-up. He was just the filthiest, dirtiest Eddie Murphy mouth white guy ever.
That's what I heard. And now, and then he became Danny Tanner.
And then he was Danny Tanner.
Michelle,
yeah.
Big but people look at them do now. This
they're
thing.
They're running around New York in towels now in their movies, so it's not, I mean, you know.
Are they hot now? Do you think they're hot?
They need to.
They are hot. Shut up.
Yeah.
Shut up!
A little more weight, though. I don't know.
Maybe.
They might be anemic.
Oh, my God. I cannot play this. This is awful. A long time ago, I sent something into the Howard Stern show, like, a long time ago. I sent this in. It was when Eminem's song, My Name Is, was new. Dude, I did a parody to this. This is fucking awful. We gotta play it. Here you go.
Hi, my name is what? My name is who? My name is Baba Booey.
Ah! Oh! It sucks.
Wow, that's.
Ah! Oh, it's awful. I'm so high right now.
Yeah, Sean Toe checking into the chat room.
Sean Toe, Shawnee Toe. You know who couldn't check in? Shawnee Murphy. Shawnee Murphy got beat up at hockey. Literally,
did he get into a fight?
No, he didn't get beat up like that. He got fucking mangled. He got a hockey stick to the ribs, fucking puck to the elbow.
Didn't that happen to him? I think that's the second time that's happened to him.
Dude, he is constantly banged up from playing hockey. I am not playing that song ever again. Do not ask. Ever! It's the worst fucking thing I've ever heard in my entire life.
The song?
Oh, it's terrible. We're not playing it ever.
Oh, that song? The one you just played, I think I already deleted it from my memory.
I wish I had that ability to just delete shit from my memory. No, you want to hear bad stand-up? You pick fucking Dana Carvey. Dana Carvey is the worst stand-up ever. I mean, Jerry Seinfeld, at least he's a big draw.
No.
But after the fucking the Mystery Man...
That's the first time I've ever heard Jerry Seinfeld do stand-up, and... I hope that's the last. I really, really hope. That's bad. I'll know to change it now. Like on TV. Ugh.
Actually, that song that I sent in was part of a song parody contest that Brother Joe from
you
Novi,
lost, didn't you?
Oh, I didn't even get airtime, dude. they heard that and it was just dude.
No response. Like,
they heard. Oh, here, brand new CD. It says. I think I was going by the name, I think I put DJ New Style on. Oh, DJ New Style. Wow, I have a new CD. Let's play that one. Let's see. How does that one go? Oh, let's hear.
Hi, my name is what? My name is who? My name is Baba Booey. Hi.
DJ New Style.
Just throw it out. Garbage.
Hi, my name is what? Yeah, DJ New Style.
Dude, it took like fucking 10 seconds. Not even 10 seconds. It took like fucking 30 seconds. And oh my God, I suck. I literally snapped the CD. And I have CD
Did you
stuff.
Listen to that before you sent it in?
Oh my God, dude. I did it with fucking Windows Sound Recorder, which I did all my parodies in up until O'Connor. I literally cut myself.
I don't think that really would have made the difference. I think if you used a different sound recorder.
No, because I would have had some kind of.
No,
I would have had more effects, you cocksucker. Hi. And if I actually used the real, like, Baba Booey sound clip, which I couldn't mix in because I had fucking copy and paste. Yeah, FCC.
The FCC was right there.
The FCC's after me, Robin. I suck. Dude, I just fucking broke a CD and I cut myself. All for that little bit. I hope you enjoyed it. I'm bleeding, you cocksucker!
That's amazing. Broke a CD. Oh, you went crazy on that CD, didn't you?
Dude, the fucking...
I heard that.
It just
That's what that was.
It shattered into fucking bits, and now I have, like, the CD's skin all over me everywhere.
You still probably have it on your computer somewhere. That's probably...
It's all on my lap. Oh, no. It's all over on my lap. It's spilled into my lap. We're going live. We're handheld now. We're out of the stand and we're walking around the studio. Yeah, we're looking for CD pieces because we're going crazy, man. These are issues we need to talk about.
You get those pieces of CD and
you slap. Get on your knees. Get on your fucking knees. Ugh. I remember, dude, this is my first ever, I think, attempt at recording anything, and it was awful. And I remember, I think at one point, I was working at like a computer lab at college, and I got my buddy.
College?
Yes, County College.
At Nameless? Oh, shh.
County College. I'm not even going to say where.
CCM?
Huh?
Some county college somewhere.
Yeah, and I got into that place. Am I going over too long? I don't know. I got the grill master coming in. I went over, and what happened was, I remember distinctly sitting down and like, hey guys, check this song out that I just sent into Stern. And I put it
I'm
on.
I'm playing on my Sony Discman for you guys. Check it out.
I had the MP3 at that. Actually, I had a Wave. Dude, I sent in a Wave. I didn't even have an MP3. I sent in a fucking Wave.
Some an 8 kilohertz Wave.
Zero. Listen to the fucking background on this fucking thing. I'm not even going to play it, but listen. Do you hear that static? It's like.
My name is what?
Sounds like a fucking. Sounds like a McDonald's guy. Hey, trying to at the drive thru. Oh my god, I stink!
Wow.
Pay attention!
Oh.
That's a bad sound clip. I was going to say sound effect, but it's a clip. Can we just say, successfully say it should never be played again, this one?
Pay attention!
Yeah. Don't play that ever again.
Dead. I just killed it.
I think more little Jimmy Rhodes into the world.
I like that one.
That's a good Jimmy Rhodes.
I think Craig Coleman pretty much invented this bit. Deleting your sound clips while you're on the air. Cause I got nothing, and I'm cleaning house right now. I don't think we need that one ever. Go ahead and catch Jerry Seinfeld live.
Hey, what's the deal with airplane food?
Steve?
What's the deal with the airplane food? I don't know. Yeah. What's
going on? Pardon my French, but you're an asshole.
I'm an asshole.
Yeah, y'all don't know me, motherfucker.
That's good music.
Oh, I know what I'm going to do for next week's show. I'm going to get Silent Spick talking about how to fail and put it over the top of this thing. Silent Spick telling you basically the secret for becoming a complete failure, and I'm going to put it on top of the Sanford and Son theme.
Silent Spick.
Does that sound like a good idea?
Yes!
Absolutely, Napoleon!
Looks like a medieval warrior.
Yeah, sure. Napoleon, what do you got for the program?
I caught you a delicious bass.
Okay. Tell me about yourself, Napoleon. Like, what identifies you?
This one gang kept wanting me to join because I'm pretty good with the bow staff.
Well, all right. Steve, I think we're going to wrap the show up, man. What last words with Steven. I'm going to put a song on, and I want you to just fucking rip off the song. Can you think you could do that for us, Steven?
To rip up the song?
Riff on a song. Yeah.
Riff on the song?
I'm going to give you a choice of songs. I'm going to give you, how about Fine Young Cannibals, She Drives Me Crazy?
No.
Or Gina G, Ooh Ah Just a Little Bit.
Yeah, Gina G. Okay. Yo, Fine Young Cannibals, just I can't hear that. It's going to make my head implode, man.
Feel the music, Steve. Feel the music.
You're so gullible, man. I hate Gina G. I really hate Gina G.
Oh, really?
Oh,
Let's see. Yeah!
Hate the song.
Why do you hate the song? Why do you hate this song?
Because maintaining that I hate this song will keep you from playing Fine Young Cannibals again.
You're a cocksucker.
I used double reverse psychology on that one to hear less Fine Young Cannibals, because seriously.
Yeah.
How can you even bring yourself to play that song?
Nobody likes this song, though.
Why don't you play some KLF? Sean So wants the link to the end of the show. There you go.
Yeah. Yeah, these are the issues we need to cover. Yeah, Steven. We're wrapping up the show right now, but hey, I'll tell you what, the Radio Barbecue Grill is stoked up, lit, and ready to cook your meat. Get your meat up on the grill and let's get some charcoal lines grilled, across it, baked in, and barbecued. Yeah! Come on, man, we're gonna go cooking. We're gonna be grilling and thrilling and going like a villain and like Bob Dylan. I don't even care if you're still in your own moonshine. Yeah, man! Ugh. No more.
I can see how that gets you pumped up.
Yeah, it's amped, man. I'm ready to go to a bathhouse and contract AIDS. How about this one? This is for you, Steve.
I remember this song.
Dude, Craig Coleman sent it in. I don't want to beat up his sound clips. That's the thing. See, people send stuff in, I will play it. However, you know, the FCC. That's the thing.
However.
FCC.
The FCC.
Tube. How about this one?
FCC the tube.
Steven, there's something I really need to tell you. You've been on the show for some time. And I really just gotta tell you, man. Dude, it's... We've known each other for so long. And I just wanna say that I appreciate you, man. I appreciate you. Right, Steven? I appreciate you.
Yeah, you're such a giving person.
Okay, Steve. Communism.
Communism. So true. I know someone who's going to sell out our American government secrets to communism.
Nice. I'm glad we have the important music on. Go ahead. Who?
My former roommate from college, actually. He is in charge right now in the American Air Force, escorting nuclear weapons in transit around Europe and Western Asia. And he used to tell me he was a card-carrying communist back in college.
That's good.
And definitely he is not the person that should be doing the job that he is in charge of.
What's he in charge of?
Guarding nuclear weapons that are in transit around Europe and Western Asia. American nuclear weapons. Nuclear convoys. You know, like you see in Spies Like Us, how they just had, like, a nuke while you, you know, just driving around Siberia?
Yeah.
Yeah, we have those, too. My friend guards them. He's a GLG-20 or some shit like that.
Steve, doesn't this music make you just want to live?
I feel like lighting some incense and,
So, the last words...
Well, therapy candles.
Steve,
right
the
now.
Last words with Steve. We're going to get Steve to say the last words. We're going to give him one statement, but before we do that, we need the most important music of all time, okay? Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Are you ready?
I was born ready. I've been ready since first call. I am ready.
Are you sure?
Sure.
Positive.
Stop.
All right, the last word. Go!
Turn this off. Nothing else to say. Yo, this is horrible.
What is?
I can't believe you would actually broadcast this to people that are listening to something. I'm going to have to keep talking. You know why? So people can hear less of the song that's in the background right now. So I don't even have anything to think of right now. I'm running out of breath to say it, but...
All right. I will spare you. Hold on a second.
Yes.
I'm going to totally...
on right now.
Whoa! I'm going to spare you, okay?
Tailspin, yeah. Watch out for your assistant named Tailspin.
Is that like Sonic Part 2 when he had that other orange fox named Tailspin and the computer crawled into his ass?
Yes, and it gave him...
Essentially, the computer went into a Tailspin.
It was a six-ass fox. And he could swing around and fly around with his ass. Yeah,
hey.
Tailspin.
Oh,
hey.
Yeah, Tailspin. Responsible for everything that goes wrong.
We like C-Rock, man. We like CRockRadio.com. Does a great show. Does a great show. And this is what he has to say.
Hey.
He's got a lot to say, C-Rock.
He does.
You gotta listen to him now.
That's all we have of him saying right now.
He goes more... Trust us, he goes more into depth into other things. He does have more to say than just...
All right, we're gonna give you this song right now, which you should love. Okay, you're up. Last word of the show.
Wow, this is movie music. The last word of the show. Respect everybody, even if black people touch you, it's okay. Trust me.
Thank you for tuning in to the DJ New Style Show. Silent Spick, Steven. Craig Coleman.
It is wrong to be a cannibal, though. That's my last word.
Okay, that's the last word. Sean Toe. We got to thank Sean Toe. Team Vivice, Cheeseface. Adam Laser hung out, man. Adam Laser stuck with it. Craig Coleman. The Craig Coleman Show. It's not the. It's just CraigColemanShow.com for the show in quotes. Archives of the show in quotes coming up next. Be sure to stay tuned to the Radio BBQ. Hush-a-bow! Thank you to Craig Coleman and Grillmaster Dan for getting me on the Radio Barbecue. Thanks to Silent Spick, SilentSpick.com, C-Rock, FCC, Allie. Thanks to Beer, to Bob Dolls, to Warrant, Bob Marley, and Mike Watt. All those punker sluts. And Craig Coleman is next. Oh, wait. Hey, Steve.
Hey.
What's going on, man?
Hey, how's it...
See you!